Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick.
We won West Virginia. It was a great win for us.
Already a winner this Super Tuesday, Republican Mike Huckabee takes that state's caucuses, but there are some questions. Let's go live to correspondent Bob Fuss at Mitt Romney's headquarters in Boston.
Romney's campaign decried the West Virginia loss as a backroom deal. Actually, it was pretty routine hardball politics. When no candidate got 50% on the first ballot, John McCain asked his backers to support Mike Huckabee on the second ballot, denying the delegates to Romney. Romney actually attended the West Virginia convention and was disappointed in not getting an early win he was counting on and hoped would help mitigate what some in his campaign fear could be a bad night. Cammie?
One of the most important battlegrounds on Super Tuesday is California. Here's CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
The candidates are hoping to get support from specific segments of the voting population here in the Golden State. Hillary Clinton hoping for support from women voters. The Latino vote could be crucial as well. In last month's Nevada caucus, Clinton received support from 65% of Latinos. But Barack Obama has the endorsement of California's largest Spanish-language newspaper. Among Republicans, a key issue is immigration. Mitt Romney has said he will be tougher on illegal immigration than John McCain.
CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is with the Obama campaign in Chicago, where they're already looking ahead.
Right, Cammie, as huge as the stakes are today, the Clinton and Obama campaigns know this roller coaster ride is far from over. Even as they await tonight's returns, they're prepping for the next primaries, February 9th and 12th. Barack Obama voted here in Chicago this afternoon.
When we were doing one state at a time, we could actually track and get a sense of how that election was going and how the turnout was going. Here, you've got 24 states. Nobody can keep track of it.
Some polls show an Obama surge in some states, but he predicts a split decision. Live at Obama headquarters in Chicago, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
And some exit polling shows why voters are making the choices they are. Among Democrats, the economy is most important, followed by the war in Iraq and health care. More than 90% say the economy's in bad shape. For Republicans, the economy is also the main issue. Illegal immigration is next, followed closely by the Iraq war and terrorism. Voters from both parties have the same pessimistic view of the current economic situation. And economist Mark Zandi would agree with that after today's big sell-off.
The message is very clear. The economy is in big trouble.
The Dow plunged 370 points. Here's CBS News business reporter Alexis Christophorus.
Wall Street now appears convinced that the recession is already here. And what happened was we got some bad news in the service sector. A new report showed that the service sector, restaurants, retail, banking fell for the first time in 5 years. So you take that report together with last week's dismal jobs report, and many believe that this economy has already tipped into a recession.
This is CBS News.
Well, I was shopping for a new car. Which one's me? A cool convertible or an SUV? Too bad I didn't know my credit was whack, because now I'm driving off the lot in a used subcompact FREE. That spells free. CreditReport.com, baby. Saw their ads on my TV. Thought about going but was too lazy. Now instead of looking fly and rolling fat, my legs are sticking to the vinyl and my posse's getting laughed at. FREE. That spells free. CreditReport.com, baby.
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Hey, Mom, is this what you're looking for?
Tiger Balm, yes, perfect. Keeps your father off the IR.
IR?
Injured reserve. Tiger Balm keeps his muscles loose and pain-free.
So he can play basketball and run.
And do the yard work.
I don't think he knows about that.
Oh, he will.
Tiger Balm ointments, rubs, and patches give long-lasting relief to you or someone you care about. Got pain? Get Tiger Balm today. Available in stores everywhere. Tiger Balm works where it hurts.
One pop star has a problem with where his music's being played this political season because he's a Democrat and John McCain's a Republican.
Cease and desist. Now, John Mellencamp isn't exactly ordering the McCain camp to stop playing his music, but RollingStone.com does report he's quietly asking the conservative Republican to stop blaring songs like Our Country at public appearances. Mellencamp is a hardcore Democrat who writes lyrics that call on government to help the poor and common man. No response from the McCain campaign. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
It's Fat Tuesday in New Orleans.
We're having a good time. We're down here from Freeport, Louisiana, just
Woo!
Partying, doing our thing.
Yeah.
It's been great.
Yeah.
In fact, this year's Mardi Gras could be great for the city of New Orleans itself. Hotels are at 90% occupancy, reaching pre-Katrina levels. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents A Word from Your Tires.
We, your tires, have a list of demands.
A list of demands?
Yes, we demand that you take us to a Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer.
Well, I always go to a Ford or Lincoln.
At once. No appointment is necessary.
All right.
We further demand that once at the Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer, Ford trained service experts inspect us, check our inflation, and rotate us.
Hey, don't Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers have a tire price guarantee?
Possibly.
Sure, they'll beat anyone's price on the name brand tires they sell, right?
Look, never mind that.
So, if I need to replace you...
Whoa. Replace?
I could do it right there at a great price. Excellent. Okay, back to your demands.
Well, it was really more of a suggestion than a demand.
Thought so.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service, only at your dealership. Come in, keep going. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see a participating dealership for details through 12/31/08.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show, infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
Welcome to a fresh edition of the Peter B. Collins Show, beaming your way from San Francisco. It is Tuesday. It's primary election day. Finally. And a little bit later on, we'll be taking your calls about the process of voting. But one policy we have here at the Peter B. Collins Show is that on election day, we do not try to persuade you. And so if people start to favor one candidate or another, I'll probably change the subject or something like that. In a moment, you'll meet our first guest. He's live at our secret studio today, Trevor Paglen. We first met him when he co-authored a book about extraordinary rendition called Torture Taxi. Coming up next hour, Dar Jamail returns to our program, the journalist who chose not to be embedded when he worked in Iraq. And his book, Beyond the Green Zone, is out now. Dar Jamail will check in with us on the real situation in Iraq. And I have a question. You know, there were those two nasty suicide bombings in markets near Baghdad last week. And almost immediately, they were telling us that these were two retarded or otherwise handicapped individuals. And I want to hear directly from Dar whether that is true or some sort of propaganda or spin. Also on today's show, our weekly visit with Jason Leopold from truthout.org. Jason's been digging into the Department of Defense budget. What's $1 trillion, after all? Don't you feel safer? Oh, you know. Also, Jason has the scoop on a little warning or threat that came out of the Director of National Intelligence on Election Day. I guess Tom Ridge took those color codes home with him to Pennsylvania. But we'll hear about that with Jason a little bit later on. And Melanie Sloan from Crew will join us as usual, talk about the efforts to obtain those White House emails that are still either lost, missing, or somehow deep-sixed. And we'll talk about that. And, of course, Karl Rove, who has skated on all of the charges that have been presented against him, the efforts to investigate him so far have gone nowhere. He, of course, gets his reward, a plum assignment on the Fox News Channel, bringing you his expert commentary on Super Tuesday. I guess I'll have to sneak a peek over there against my better judgment tonight just to see what kind of unbiased, unbridled commentary he is offering. Our toll-free number is available now or anytime during the show. Call me at 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. You can always email me, peter@peterbcollins.com. And Trevor Paglen joins us. His new book is one of the most unusual books I've ever seen, and it's fascinating. It's called I Could Tell You, But Then You Would Have to Be Destroyed by Me. Now, Trevor, I checked. You're not armed today. Am I at any risk here by going over this information in this secret book?
Absolutely not. Thanks for having me on the show.
Welcome. Now, I did expect to see you come in a bomber jacket with a bunch of patches on it. And you are here in a very dignified sport coat with just a nice dress shirt underneath. Do you have a jacket that you collect patches and put them on?
I actually don't. I don't. You're referring to the fact that the book is a collection of patches. And while I am somewhat obsessed with patches, I don't wear them.
Mm-hmm. So do you have, like, on the weekends, do you get into camo gear or anything like that?
Nothing like that at
really?
All. I have a bunch of patches up in my office at work, but beyond that.
How did your fascination with this start?
Well, what the book is I think a lot of people are familiar with the fact that the Defense Department, the intelligence agencies, NSA, the National Reconnaissance Office, have what they call black projects. And these are projects whose existence is often unacknowledged. This could be anything from a secret airplane that's been developed to some kind of classified satellite to some kind of covert action. And although these programs are classified, one of the strange things that happens that oftentimes the units working on these projects will make patches for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so the book is a collection of patches from these kinds of programs. I got interested in it because I was working on, still am working on, a larger project, kind of about military secrecy. And I started coming across these things in the houses, mostly, of people that I was interviewing. I would be interviewing somebody who worked in some kind of intelligence squadron many years ago and was getting older, retiring, and, you know, was more comfortable talking about what they'd done. And I would see that a lot of these kinds of guys would have this memorabilia
mm-hmm.
from their previous life in what they called the black world.
Isn't it some kind of a violation, though, of their clearances to, you know, maintain essentially a record or a memento of a top secret program? I thought it was all supposed to be, you know, in your mind, but never surfaces anywhere in any way, shape, or form.
It is a strange kind of contradiction that these sorts of things are made in the first place. And I understand that it's generally kind of understood that they're not to leave the unit area or they're only for people's private collections. But nevertheless, these artifacts, as it were, from these classified programs are out there. And they're not classified. These are not classified documents.
Right, but they do refer to, and we'll get into this in some detail, because some of the patches seem to depict, for example, the outline of some experimental aircraft, which are top secret.
Right, it's kind of a fascinating thing, which is that the patches themselves are unclassified. There's nothing secret per se in the patches, but one thing that starts to happen is that in the visual language of the patches and the icons and the symbols, they often refer to the, exactly as you said, the outlines of what the classified program might be. If you can decode what some of the symbols are, you can sometimes start to get an idea about what the purpose of the program was or the mission of a particular unit is.
Trevor Paglen with us. He collects these patches, and they have a lot of meaning, as you're about to hear. If you have a question or comment, or maybe you served. We have a lot of retired military people listening in Sacramento and in Monterey. And so if you served in one of these black units and you want to disguise your voice or whatever it takes, feel free to give us a call and participate this hour at 888-5-PETER-B. Now, Trevor Paglen, I'm an amateur at this. I know about Area 51. A guy named Jack Boulware, who used to be the editor of Frisco Magazine, brought me some exclusive recordings one time, and we played them on the radio as they went into the test site there and got arrested and thrown out. And it was fascinating, you know, interesting to get a little a snapshot of that. And many of these patches that I reviewed in your book do have icons that indicate that these units had some connection to Area 51.
Area 51 shows up a lot in there's a lot of references to it, and it's a real place. I mean, when we think of Area 51, the kind of myth of Area 51 is that it's a secret base in Nevada and that the government is hiding UFOs there or something. Well, it's a very real place. There is an air base at Groom Lake in Nevada. Now, the alien stories and that sort of thing I don't personally really buy into, but they do test classified aircraft, cruise missiles, electronic warfare systems there.
So one actually could cite a UFO in the Dennis Kucinich definition, right, coming out of Groom Lake, the Area 51 base.
There's no question about
it. It would be an unidentified flying object, but not from Mars or presumably some other planet.
That's one of the funny things about Area 51 is, too, you know that there's a top-secret testing facility there. See strange things in the sky all the time around that base. It's a little bit of a jump of logic to infer that the government must therefore be testing
right.
UFOs.
Well, I think they're torturing E.T. there. That's my speculation. They make him listen to very loud recordings of the Bill O'Reilly show at all times. Now, I just pulled one up here. Special Projects, Flight Test Squadron. And over here on the left are five stars, and then in a slightly separate field, a sixth.
Mm-hmm.
And your interpretation is that that stands for 51.
Yeah, so what you're looking at is a patch for something called the Special Projects Flight Test Squadron.
Mm-hmm.
In the open literature, the only reference that you see to that is to a classified flight test squadron. You'll see that on some test pilots' biographies. It'll say that they're part of a classified flight test squadron, which is this squadron. They operate out of Area 51. They were formed sometime in the late 1980s or early 1990s. It's hard to tell. And what we have in the book is their squadron patch. Their squadron patch is filled with symbols that refer to their secret work at Area 51. So you mentioned that there's a collection of five stars and one on the patch, which refers to 51. That particular icon you'll often see in conjunction with projects from Area 51. It's a classic symbol. You have a wizard who's holding a staff,
right.
And in one of his hands he's holding a sigma symbol, a Greek symbol. And what that symbol means is it refers to an unknown radar cross-section signature. In other words, it refers to stealth,
mm-hmm.
You know, engineering stealth projects.
All right. And then we have what appears to be a sword on the ground in front of the wizard, but the grip of the sword, the handle, is, according to your description, in the shape of an experimental aircraft.
Yeah. So below the wizard you have a radar, you have an airplane flying, which is a generic airplane, then you have a sword with a red handle, and the handle is unusual on that sword. And what the handle of that sword refers to is a program called Bird of Prey. And Bird of Prey was an experimental aircraft that Boeing built in the late 1990s. And the sword on the Special Projects Flight Test Squadron patch refers to that program. There's also a separate patch for Bird of Prey that also has that sword on it.
Yeah. We're going to take a break and peruse more of these patches. Trevor Paglen is our guest. His new book, with a patch on the cover, I Could Tell You, But Then You Would Have to Be Destroyed by Me. It's a fascinating look into the darkest reaches of our military-industrial complex. And like I said, if you served or if you have a question or comment, you're welcome to join us. Trevor's with us for the remainder of this hour. And lines are open for you at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. More in a moment on the Peter B. Collins Show. You're listening to KRXA 540.
J. Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 1584 Del Monte is locally owned and operated by the May family and features delicious, authentic, inexpensive Chinese food prepared to order every day. Make this the year you become personally acquainted with the May family and Jim's Restaurant at 1584 Del Monte in Seaside. Jim's specials are still $5.75 for lunch and $6.50 for dinner per person. Stop by 1584 Del Monte or call 394-5117. Don't forget, Jim's is tops for takeout and catering too. Call Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 394-5117.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
Hi, I'm John.
And I'm John.
And we're from All Class Transportation, where we take you to your special event in style, comfort, and safety. All Class Transportation is a truly professional local luxury transportation company with over 25 years of combined managerial service, an efficient, proactive staff, trained, certified chauffeurs, and a fleet of well-maintained luxury vehicles. We are well-suited to meet and exceed your specific needs.
All Class Transportation specializes in personalized luxury transportation, including company parties, corporate events, weddings, quinceañeras, whatever your needs, call All Class Transportation at 831-582-9338. That's 582-9338. Want to know about our rates? At All Class Transportation, our service and rates are second to none, period. We are All Class Transportation, TCP 22978A. Call us at 831-582-9338. That's 582-9338.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you've had the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
Every Sunday morning at 10, check out Rock Roller Real Estate, America's favorite real estate show. Learn about investing, 1031 exchanges, buying and selling homes, and where the hottest real estate markets are. Rock Roller Real Estate, every Sunday morning at 10. To be a guest, call 408-892-3376. That's 408-892-3376. For more information, stop by our website at rockrollerrealestate.com. Rock Roller Real Estate, Sunday mornings at 10, right here on KRXA 540.
It's the Peter B. Collins Show. My guest is Trevor Paglen, treasurer. Raise your right hand, please, Trevor. I solemnly swear not to disclose the secret location of the Peter B. Collins Studios.
I solemnly swear not to disclose the secret location of the Peter B. Collins Studios.
Or I'll have to give him a dozen of my secret patches.
I'll give him a dozen secret patches.
You got to check out this book. Trevor has done an excellent job, and kudos to the publisher, Melville House, because they really indulged you here. The photography is fabulous. The patch on the cover is a nice touch. I mean, this is an expensive book to produce, and they're selling it for only $23. I just think you did a great con job with the publisher.
Yeah, they were very indulgent as me.
But it's rich, and it really does justice to these patches, which are often quite detailed and colorful. And what are the rituals? This is like the Friday casual. That's when you're allowed to bust out your private patches?
Well, so there's several kinds of patches in the book. One, a number of the patches are exactly that, are what are called Friday patches. And what Friday patches are is, let's say you're in some kind of military unit. The Air Force or Navy or whoever it is going to issue you a patch to... for your unit.
Mm-hmm.
Usually those are really boring. People don't like them very much, and people like to make their own patches. And so the unit will typically get together and create their own patch, have it approved, and then they're typically able to wear those on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are called Friday patches, and those are much more colorful.
Now, but I didn't see any real sexual material. I kind of expected that in the military you'd have some large breasts and some long legs and some blondes, and this is actually kind of free of sexuality.
Well, one of the things that I tried to do with this book is to make the patches as contemporary as possible. So there are some historical patches, but the bulk of them are from programs that have been active quite recently. A lot of men in the military complain about the fact that they're not able to make unpolitically correct patches anymore. There are lots and lots of women who work on these kinds of programs these days.
Oh, so we're in post-tailhook.
Post-tailhook,
yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We do have one patch in the book for something called Rodeo Gal, and we have a naked woman riding on top of a killer whale, and,
mm-hmm.
and that was from a classified cruise missile from the 1980s called TASM.
Mm-hmm.
And the story I was told was that the unit made these patches for themselves, and as soon as the commander saw them, he made them throw them all out because it wasn't politically correct. And the guy who gave me the patch said they were all quite grumpy about that.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Let's go to Mark in Davis calling in, listening to 1240 Talk City. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Peter. And it's Trevor.
Trevor is right here, yeah.
Hi, Mark.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I don't know if it was classified as Black Ops. It was definitely top secret. So I'm not going to be real specific, but does the phrase all the way 20K mean anything to you, Trevor?
Mark, just keep talking, will you, please? Because our friends from Homeland Security have a bead on you, and another 6 or 8 minutes, and they should be there. Go ahead.
So I'm a moving target right now.
All the way 20K. What does that mean?
Yeah, it was a naval project, and it was something I worked on in the early 80s.
If I ask you questions, are you going to have to shoot me, Mark? I mean, we're talking about submersibles or deep dive vehicles?
Yeah, deep diving vessels, basically. And
right.
The funny thing was that, we were told it was all what they called 10 and 10 information, which meant, 10 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. But then they gave us these buttons and patches to wear at will.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if he was familiar with all the way 20K.
I don't know the specific patch, although I'd love to have a copy of it.
Yeah, Mark, do you have an extra for Trevor's collection?
I do have a button, but not the patch. It's through Mare Island. Maybe that could get my start on that.
I don't know the patch. I mean, the program that immediately comes to mind was something codenamed Ivy Bells, and I'm not sure if the timing is quite right for you, but it was a program to latch on to Soviet communications cables on the bottom of the ocean. That's the first thing that comes to mind. But
Mark, if you were at Mare Island, do you know about the Soviet device? I don't think it was a submarine, but some sort of an unmanned submersible that made it in as far as Alcatraz in San Francisco Bay before they detected it?
I have heard the story. Yes, Peter B. And I've also heard about that. I think that communication cable thing might have been the unofficial use for these DSRVs. They call them recovery vessels. But
Mark, I got to go. Thanks a lot for your call today. More with Trevor Paglin in a minute.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by the makers of naturally derived Amil BP, clinically shown to help maintain healthy blood pressure. I'm Charles Osgood. One reason given for the growing child obesity problem in this country is that kids aren't running and playing outdoors as much as kids used to. They're taken with the lure of the great indoors, their TVs and computerized digital games, their PlayStations and Wiis, and it seems we grown-ups are too. The online edition of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences reports that camping, fishing, and per capita visits to parks are all markedly declining in a shift away from nature-based recreation. And the authors say this has profound implications not only for us and our well-being physically, mentally, and psychologically, but also for the value we place on parks and conservation and biodiversity. The story after this for Emil BP. You know, over 70 million Americans deal with pre-hypertension. But let me tell you about this wonderful new product, Emil BP. It makes maintaining healthy blood pressure easy. You take it every day the way you take your vitamins. Emil BP uses a patented naturally derived ingredient called Emil Peptide, clinically shown to help maintain a healthy blood pressure. Keep yours in a healthy range by eating right, exercising, and taking Emil BP. Available at Walgreens and CVS or visit EmilBP.com to find other fine retailers near you.
Oh, Billy's home with a bad mucus.
I feel a mucus coming on myself.
I heard there was a mucus going around.
Robitussin knows you don't catch a mucus. You catch a cold, which can come with coughing and other symptoms like congestion, a stuffy nose, or a scratchy throat. So why do some medicines act like mucus is your only symptom? Robitussin has customized formulas to relieve whatever comes with your cold, even mucus.
Gesundheit.
Robitussin has formulas to relieve all your cough and cold symptoms, even mucus. Use as directed.
Less time outdoors means less time communing with nature, say co-authors Oliver R.W. Programs and Patricia A. Zaradik. By studying and counting visits to national and state parks and the number of hunting and fishing licenses, they have documented declines of between 18 and 25% in various types of outdoor recreation, both in the United States and in Japan. What they call videophilia, especially among children, has far-reaching personal consequences. They say it's been shown to be the cause of obesity, lack of socialization, attention disorders, and poor performance academically. And they say declining nature participation has crucial implications for current conservation efforts, too. Programs and Zaradik write that this trend coincides with the rapid growth of video games. Fishing, for example, peaked in 1981 and then declined 25% by 2005. National park visits peaked in 1987, then dropped 23% by 2006. The research was funded by the Nature Conservancy, which worries that as we become obsessed with all these PlayStations and Wiis, we may miss out on nature's joys, the mountains, lakes, and trees. The Osgood File, Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hi there, KRXA listeners. This is Hal on behalf of the Central Avenue Bakery. Tina and her staff want to thank all of you for becoming regulars at the Central Avenue Bakery at 173 Central Avenue in beautiful Pacific Grove. February is a special month at the Central Avenue Bakery as they celebrate Valentine's Day with an Italian buffet and a free glass of wine with every dinner. Space is limited, so make your reservations for Valentine's Day now. Then, at the end of February, Central Avenue Bakery celebrates its third anniversary with live music, free food, and prizes. Enjoy organic foods, pastries, and coffee. They also have a gluten-free menu and many organic gluten-free pastries. Stop by one of my favorite restaurants, the Central Avenue Bakery in Pacific Grove, today.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show, infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
The boys are back in town, and some of them have funky patches on their shoulders. Can we inquire as to why they wear that patch and what it means? Well, I could tell you, but then you would have to be destroyed by me.
Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that have been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were
Trevor Paglen has turned a hobby, maybe an obsession, into a fascinating book. I mentioned the title, I Could Tell You, But Then You Would Have to Be Destroyed by Me. Now, that's kind of a variation on I Could Tell You, But Then I'd Have to Kill You.
Yeah.
Is there a reason? Did somebody copyright the first line?
It's a really funny thing. I mean, there's a kind of cliche in this black world of these secret projects of people saying, I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you. And in fact, there's one of the patches in the book is a black patch. And all it says on the patch is, I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you. There is the last patch in the book is a variation on that theme. It's a black patch with a red border around it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's written in Latin. It says, Si ego sertorium faciam mihi tu delendus eris.
I didn't get that in the eighth grade Latin I took.
Me neither, but I talked to some classicists about that phrase, and it turns out that it says, I could tell you, but then you would have to be destroyed by me. And what's interesting about it is that it's written in the passive voice like that. It turns out that in Latin, if you phrase that in the passive voice, you get a couple of references that you don't get in the active voice. The first reference you get is this word eris. And eris was the Greek goddess of chaos and strife. The second reference that you get is that you recall a very famous saying from the Roman Empire, which was a senator named Cato the Elder. And Cato the Elder would go around the Roman Senate saying, Carthago delenda est, Carthage must be destroyed. And Carthage, of course, was a city in North Africa near present-day Libya. Cato was eventually able to get his wish. The Roman army went into Carthage, burned everything to the ground, enslaved all the women and children, killed all the men, and then the Roman Senate decreed that nobody would ever live there again. And so the legend holds that the Roman army went through the landscape pouring salt into the ground so that nothing would ever grow there again. And I that's a kind of an intense story that that pops out from that passive voice.
Do we have any evidence, active or passive, that these threats have actually been carried out where somebody did get told and then was killed to prevent them from repeating the information?
I've never heard that story.
It's a threat that remains very effective, but unactivated in so many cases. 888-5-PETER-B, if you'd like to check in and talk about these patches, talk about the black ops of our military and also the intelligence communities. And we don't really know, but to the extent you've been able to find out, where is the line between the high-tech, super-secret development projects of the military and those of the intelligence community, which we know is much more than the CIA?
Right. Well, it depends on the different agencies. So in the book, what we're mostly looking at is Air Force projects and National Reconnaissance Office projects. The Air Force builds secret airplanes. They do that kind of thing. So there's all this secret kind of technology development going on. The National Reconnaissance Office is in charge of spy satellites, again, secret spacecraft. The kind of other part of this black world involves covert operations. These would be special forces teams through things like a Joint Special Operations Command. I focus less on that part of the black world in the book. It's much more about these kind of technology programs.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm looking at one here called Triangulum, and this one has limited information, which is what piques my interest. This is a patch that is in the form of part of the world. I'm on 63, Trevor. It looks like Africa and the Mediterranean and then part of Europe. And it shows this triangulum thing kind of coming out of, France or Spain or somewhere in there. And I don't know anything about it. What's it mean?
It's a really unusual patch because the name Triangulum, we have this kind of triangular shape coming out of Western Europe, and we have on each corner of the triangle there are lights coming off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the kind of popular imagination, it would suggest some kind of black triangle type UFO or something like that. I don't think that's what it is, although that reference is definitely in the artwork. What I think it is part of a sensor system that's built on U-2 spy planes. It's a variation on a system called RS-6B Senior Spear. And apparently it's a series of antennas around the airplane to do various kinds of intelligence work. In the image, we have it coming out of Western Europe. Perhaps that means it's coming out of Germany, which is a traditional place that U-2s were flown out of. During the Cold War, of course, there's all kinds of intelligence missions being launched from Western Europe.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me just flip to another one. Sneaky Pete, world's oldest known flying pig. And Sneaky Pete is in the center of this with a lightning bolt, it's actually like a pyramid or a triangle behind him, 55. And let's see, there is a pig with the number 21 under it, there is a beer stein, there's a wolf, there's a guitar, there's a leaping dog, there is a dog at rest. What the hell does this mean?
This pet is really bizarre. There are a lot of symbols on here, and I really don't know what any of them mean. I know that the project is from a company called Scaled Composites. Scaled Composites might be familiar to people as the company that put the first private spaceship into space. They won the X Prize for doing that, so that's their kind of public face. Scaled Composites does a ton of classified military contracting. They're right next to Edwards Air Force Base in Southern California. And I'm told that this is a classified scaled composites project, but beyond that, I know very little about it.
All right. Next one I pulled out here is on 53. It's a Desert Prowler project. Again, we have five stars across the top, one across the bottom, suggesting Groom Lake, Area 51. And then Roman numerals, 9 and 11. Does that tell you anything?
9/11.
Oh, duh. I my Rudy Giuliani software has been dismantled. Duh. Very interesting. So what does that suggest to you, that they're responding to 9/11, that they were part of it?
Well, 9/11 is shows up on so many contemporary military symbols. Desert Prowler is, again, it's a project that I know very, very little about. Apparently, it's a project run by Lockheed's Skunk Works, which is their kind of traditional advanced development projects factory in Southern California. The Pat says, alone and on the prowl, Desert Prowler. I know that it's an aircraft. It's an unmanned aircraft. It's flying right now. It's still classified. And there's several variations on this patch. I think at this point I have four or five patches from this project. And so whoever's running it is spending a lot of time making patches, although there's no information about it in the public record.
So how do you analyze this? Do you have like a computer database where you have all the ones that mention 9/11, all the ones that mention Area 51 or lightning bolts? How do you organize it in your own research?
I think it's just more intuitive, just spending years looking at these things, and you start to see themes, certain kinds of symbols show up over and over again, meaning the same things in different patches.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly from talking to people is really how I started to learn how to decode them.
Yeah.
Although, as we saw from the scaled composites patch, you know, there's limits to what's possible to decode. A lot of them are inside jokes, so you can never decode them unless you're on the inside.
Now, before we went on the air, I asked, and you told me that you were a military brat, lived all over the place because your dad was in the service. Did you start collecting patches or developing a fascination at that time, or did this surface much later in your research for Torture Taxi, for example?
Yeah, it's actually much more recent. I mean, it's funny because when I was growing up, I thought this stuff was just stupid. I just thought it was silly. You know, I wasn't at all interested in it, although I was surrounded by it all of the time. It was funny to kind of be researching some of these projects and start to take these things a lot more seriously. I'd been seeing them all my life, though.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, I want to return to the book in a moment, but while you're here, I must avail myself of your expertise in the rendition area. You and A.C. Thompson published a book 2.5 years ago now?
Yeah,
is that about right?
That, yeah.
Torture Taxi. And I want you to know how important this book has been, because you really helped connect some dots, if you will, but information that was, you know, stovepiped here and stovepiped there, and the plane spotters that you connected with to, for example, follow the progress of this one plane that at one point was branded with N313P. It mm-hmm. was a 767?
737. Yeah.
That has been used in these rendition flights. Mm-hmm. And I also need to tell you that I was asked to give a talk to the United Nations Council in Monterey a year ago, December. And I took the book and used it liberally in my presentation. And one of the people who was there was a young activist with, now I can't remember, Amnesty International. And they prepared this, which is a mock airline ticket, one way, of course, on a rendition flight. And I thought that was a really clever way of explaining to average Americans what it means. And it goes into detail, origin anywhere, destination unclosed. The seat assignment is on the floor, hooded, of course, and shackled and drugged in so many cases. And I'd like to just know from your point of view, how much you think we know about what has really occurred, and how much has still been kept from us. And I realize that that's a difficult thing to assess, yeah. but you're in a better position than I am. Mm-hmm. We know about Maher Arar. Mm-hmm. We know about al-Masri.
Right.
We know about the Egyptian sheikh who was grabbed off the streets of Milan. Mm-hmm. But, you know, have we just scratched the surface there? And you know, how much more will we find out in the next decade or so?
That's a fantastic question, and that's really the kind of $20,000 question in a lot of ways. I get the impression, and people tell me, that the rendition program, as it was written about in Torture Taxi, has changed dramatically. There are still a lot of people missing. I mean, there's 30-something documented people. There's a report out by Human Rights Watch that came out a couple of months ago talking about all the people that are still missing. So there are still guys who the U.S. has some kind of control over.
Mm-hmm.
We know that these black sites were never shut down. There's lots of rumors about a black site in Africa. But I think another part of the story is that a lot of this kind of work is being outsourced even more to countries that the U.S. collaborates with. And this is very, very difficult to figure out. But in terms of the spine of that program, it's very much, I mean, it is a kind of a structural part of what they call the war on terror.
Indeed it is. We're going to take a break and return with Trevor Paglen. His new book is about military patches, I Could Tell You, But Then You Would Have to Be Destroyed by Me, and co-author with A.C. Thompson of Torture Taxi. Both are published by Melville House, and I highly recommend them. We'll take a break and return. Your calls are welcome. 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. You've got the Peter B. Collins Show.
You're listening to the new KRXA 540. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Hey, this is Hal, and as a special service to you, we will be providing live election coverage tonight, February 5th, from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. from the Air America Studios, hosted by Mark Green and David Bender. So keep it right here on KRXA 540, your election 2008 radio station, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. And the airplane.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service has two locations to serve you better wherever you live. Both locations feature full-service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
we're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Juan specializes in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for fast, friendly, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service, now located in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road in Soquel Drive in Aptos Village, across from the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Give Juan a call at 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
Don't forget to ask Juan how KRXA listeners can save an additional 10% at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Sun Street Center knows many people have had a DUI. It doesn't mean you're an alcoholic, but it does mean you have to complete the state requirements and clear up your driving record. The DUI classes at Sun Street Centers is part of that process. Sun Street will work with you and set up a payment plan. Stop looking over your shoulder when you drive. Just get it done. Call Sun Street Centers today, 753-5135. They're state licensed in Salinas, Seaside, and King City. Call 753-5135 for DUI classes at Sun Street.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show, brought to you by the Organic Wine Company. You love organic fruits and vegetables. Wash it down with organic wine. Log on to ecowine.com or call Veronique right now, toll free at 888-ECO-WINE. That's 888-ECO-WINE. We continue with Trevor Paglen. His new book about those interesting patches that military members in the Black Ops wear and sport and collect is called I Could Tell You, But Then You Would Have to Be Destroyed by Me. And we've also been talking about the book that he co-authored with A.C. Thompson a couple of years ago about so-called extraordinary rendition entitled Torture Taxi. During the break, Trevor, we were talking about the disclosures over the last few months that San Jose is the site of a company that is owned by Boeing. It's called Jepson, is that right, or Jeppesen?
Jepson, yeah.
And a guy who went to work there was shocked when, in a meeting, the boss just kind of blurted out, oh, yeah, you know, and then we'll tell you how we do the rendition flights, you know, the torture flights. And I guess he hightailed it out of there and didn't want to get involved with that kind of an operation. But it did pull back the curtain for a moment on how that works.
Well, there's a huge infrastructure to support these rendition flights that, like, there is for any kind of, I mean, the aviation industry is a very complicated industry. It requires a huge amount of planning. I mean, just even to put together a flight plan is a kind of a tremendous undertaking. So there's companies like Jepson. There's some other companies in the U.S. that do this work. That's what their job is. If you were going to fly somewhere in your private plane, you would contract with them, and they would put together your flight plan for you, tell you how much fuel you need, but also book your hotels for you, even if you're a member of that kind of the executive class.
You a visa or not.
So one of the companies that was doing that logistics work for the CIA was this company, Jepson, in San Jose, which is a subsidiary of Boeing now.
Yeah, very interesting stuff. Ross in Sacramento, you're on the Peter B. Collins Show with Trevor Paglen.
Hi, Peter. Hi, Trevor. How are you today?
Pretty hey, good. Ross.
I've got a couple questions, and I've heard of the HAARP program, the High Altitude, I'm not sure, the second A research project, something about ionizing radiation sent through microwave antennas up into the upper atmosphere. Does that sound familiar to you, or are you familiar with that program?
Yeah. I know very little about it, to tell you the truth, but I know it does exist. It's up in Alaska.
Yeah.
It looks on the surface like a research project. There are theories about that this project has something to do with weather control and that sort of thing. I don't tend to take stories like that very seriously, although I have to say that I have not looked closely at the HAARP program. So,
what do they say is the purpose of that program then?
I like I said before, I haven't looked into the HAARP materials very closely, but HAARP actually, they do have their own website that you can go and take a look at.
Yeah. Now, in the same vein, atmospherically speaking, here, I think it was last year or the year before, Dennis Kucinich had put forward some legislation looking into the black budget and had mentioned chemtrails as one of the issues that he wanted to look at as far as what was being done in that regard. That language was removed from that legislation that he was forwarding. And I can tell you there's a lot of controversy over chemtrails. I see them here over the skies in Sacramento every winter and there are many, many people that... the difference between a chemtrail and a contrail, for those people who aren't familiar, a contrail is formed from the water vapor that comes out of jet engines when the dew point is reached at high altitude and ice crystals are formed. And a contrail you can tell because it dissipates fairly rapidly because the exhaust, as you can imagine, is very hot. And so the ice crystals evaporate. And so it's a white trail behind jet engines. No other part of the aircraft produces the trail. It dissipates rather rapidly. A chemtrail, on the other hand, actually forms a white haze, and then you can see the upper atmospheric winds distribute that into a cirrus-like cloud, a very thin cloud. I see it happen every winter. There are thousands of people on the web who've seen this happen. I want to know your take on what it is. Do you think it's truly happening? It's been denied by the government as far as, you know, we're not using silver iodide to seed the clouds.
I have seen some of the pictures that people point to, but Ross, I personally don't have any deeper knowledge. Trevor, do you?
Yes, my take on it is I kind of approach it from a different direction. I mean, if you were to have some kind of a covert program that involved, you know, what would be thousands and thousands of aircraft based on the numbers of sightings of these chemtrails, it would be very, very difficult to keep something on that scale a secret, particularly if you're deliberately trying to harm Americans. It's very, very hard for me to believe that a program of that scale could exist without very, very good evidence coming out to support it and to have the whole thing, you know, hold the lid lifted off of it, basically.
Ross, so thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Let's jump to Deborah in Carmel on KRXA. Go ahead, Deborah.
Hi there. Back to the torture taxi. Did you ever run into a company based out of Virginia called Dynamic Aviation?
A company in Virginia called Dynamic Aviation. That doesn't ring a bell, but do you know... is there something interesting about them?
Yeah. The Central Coast is being sprayed from the air for a supposed pesky moth that's non-native. And a check on the company's website, that the company that's been hired to do the flying, just is sort of an odd story. And so some of us have this theory that perhaps they're being kept occupied. Some of the pilots are being kept occupied and paid doing boring agricultural flying when they're not otherwise occupied doing.
All right, Deborah, we'll ask Trevor to look into it. I'm out of time for this segment. Trevor Paglen, thank you very much. I really enjoyed this visit.
Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet.
We're talking with Vera
Veronique Raskin, founder of the Organic Wine Company. Veronique, you started the company more than 30 years ago, and was it partly because you were getting headaches from wine?
Absolutely. I'm an extremely chemically sensitive person. There were no wines, no conventionally grown wines that I could really drink and enjoy until I accidentally tasted my grandfather's wine and discovered to my extreme surprise that I could drink those wines without getting headaches. More and more people suffer the results of the accumulation of toxic substances in our environment, and our tolerance is getting really strained, and therefore it takes a very little amount of a toxic substance for them to start have an unpleasant experience.
Learn more about the Organic Wine Company on the web at ecowine.com. That's ecowine.com. To place an order or ask a question, call 888-ECO-WINE. Toll free, that's 1-888-ECO-WINE. Tell them Peter B. sent you.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Super Tuesday, 2008. The candidates and folks in 24 states vote.
It's a very humbling and overwhelming experience to cast my vote today.
Good luck.
Thank you.
It is wonderful to be home.
We're upbeat. We're happy. This has been a great campaign.
Let's see, who shall it be? Decisions, decisions.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Harley Carnes. They call it Super Tuesday for a reason. 52% of the delegates a Democrat needs for the presidential nomination are at stake. 41% of Republican delegates are being decided. On a day when the exit polls say the economy is issue number one, then war, then health care. The Donnybrook of the day is expected to be Clinton-Obama. Will Obama's surge be enough to catch Clinton?
It's nice to know that I've got so much support back home.
At Clinton headquarters in New York, live now, CBS's Steve Kathan.
Harley, hopes are high at a ballroom in the shadow of Madison Square Garden, the scene of Bill Clinton's 1992 nomination. But the reality is this is not going to be easy. There may be nothing inevitable about anything. The battle with Barack Obama figures to go well past Super Tuesday. Early indicators of how the night will go could come when votes start coming in where the polls have gotten tighter in recent weeks. States like New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts, where things got closer after the Kennedys endorsed Obama. Harley?
And now as Georgia polls close, CBS News estimates that Barack Obama will be the winner in Georgia when all the Democratic votes are counted. Among Republicans, too close to say. John McCain, Mitt Romney, and Mike Huckabee are in a very tight race. For Republicans, John McCain, who leads the delegate count over Mitt Romney going in so far by more than 2-1, hopes to expand on it. Here's Romney.
At this stage, I have to tell you that based on what we're seeing, I anticipate this thing is going on a lot longer than just tomorrow.
CBS's Barry Bagnato at McCain HQ in Phoenix. Barry, what's the mood there?
Upbeat, but a bit antsy, too, Harley. Expectations are so high here. McCain tells CBS News he thinks he'll sweep virtually every state but California, which is a close call. Any slip-ups or surprise wins by Romney or Mike Huckabee will be a setback. More than anything, the McCain camp wants to start focusing on Democrats instead of the hardcore GOP conservatives trying to derail him. An extended bitter primary battle would further divide the party, threatening its chances in November. Live in Phoenix, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
First thing out of the box on this super day, Mike Huckabee snatched up a caucus prize.
We won West Virginia. It was a great win for us.
But the word from CBS's Nancy Cordes is he won it because the McCain campaign, knowing they couldn't take the state, called their people and said, quick, go vote for Huckabee, which denied Mitt Romney a shot at it. Now this.
Taking care of this.
Why take a chance on submitting your tax returns late or wrong? Go to Office Depot for the products you need to help get your taxes done early. Prepare your taxes and maximize deductions with TurboTax Deluxe WithSafe software on sale at Office Depot through February 9th for $37.99 after $7 mail-in savings. Plus now through February 16th, purchase any tax software and get over $800 in select software titles free after combined purchase or upgrade mail-in savings. Office Depot, taking care of business. Some mail-in savings are redeemed as a Visa prepaid debit card. See store for details.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your oil change sticker.
I've been in the sun too long. I think I'm peeling.
No kidding. How come?
Hello? Maybe you're overdue for an oil change at the dealer.
Oh, right. How about that?
Well, you know what? I should have written out the date or mileage to remind you. Oh, wait. I did.
All right. Time to go to the dealer.
Good idea. And don't worry about me. I'll be fine on your windshield for the next 5,000 miles.
See? Everybody wins.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in. Keep going.
When the service sector numbers came in today below 50 in the January index, which could indicate the first steps into recession, stocks slumped further. The Dow lost 370 points, or almost 3%. The Nasdaq was off 73 points. CBS's Alexis Christophorus.
The good news is if we are in a recession, most economists believe this is a mild one and that we will be able to recover by the second half of 2008.
Oil, by the way, was down $1.61 to $88.41 a barrel. The thing is, waterboarding, whether tough persuasion or mild torture, worked. And CIA Director Michael Hayden told senators on the Intelligence Committee today it was only used on three detainees, and that was 5 years ago.
We used it against these three high-value detainees because of the circumstances of the time. Very critical to those circumstances was the belief that additional catastrophic attacks against the homeland were imminent.
Meantime, Intelligence Chief Mike McConnell told the senators Al-Qaeda is using Pakistan as a safe haven to reorganize and set up terror cells in other countries. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Well, I was shopping for a new car. Which one's me? A cool convertible or an SUV? Too bad I didn't know my credit was whack, because now I'm driving off the lot in a used subcompact FREE. That spells free. CreditReport.com, baby. Saw their ads on my TV. Thought about going but was too lazy. Now instead of looking fly and rolling fat, my legs are sticking to the vinyl and my posse's getting laughed at. FREE. That spells free. CreditReport.com, baby.
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Hey, Mom, is this what you're looking for?
Tiger Balm, yes, perfect. Keeps your father off the IR.
IR?
Injured reserve. Tiger Balm keeps his muscles loose and pain-free.
So he can play basketball and run.
And do the yard work.
I don't think he knows about that.
Oh, he will.
Tiger Balm ointments, rubs, and patches give long-lasting relief to you or someone you care about. Got pain? Get Tiger Balm today. Available in stores everywhere. Tiger Balm works where it hurts.
Live from San Francisco, the Peter B. Collins Show, the antidote to right-wing talk radio. He's thoughtful, well-informed, and brings you views and voices you don't hear in the corporate media. Here's another slice of Peter B.'s America.
It's Fat Tuesday, it's Super Tuesday, and... well, just in general, it's Tuesday. Can you handle it? Two great non-corporate reporters on the program this hour. Jason Leopold from TruthOut.org will join us after the half hour. But first, Dar Jamail returns to our program. He has covered Iraq and Syria and Lebanon and other points, flashpoints in the Middle East. His website now simplified, D-A-H-R, Dar.org. And his book is out and available called Beyond the Green Zone, Dispatches from an Unembedded Journalist in Occupied Iraq. Dar, welcome to the program today.
Thanks, Peter. Great to be with you again.
Well, it's always nice to talk with you, and I wanted to start by just getting your sense of the reports that came out of Iraq at the end of last week. There were two dramatic and deadly suicide bombings in separate marketplaces in Baghdad, and almost immediately the reports were that the women who carried these bombs into the marketplaces were somehow handicapped. One description was that the remains showed the face of a person with Down syndrome. And I have to say that my BS detector went off, because it just seemed like the spin on that preceded any actual reporting. And I wanted to know, A, if you had the same reaction, and B, if your sources still in Iraq offered you any different description of what occurred there.
I had the same reaction as you, Peter. No surprise there. First of all, if you apply logic to this, first of all, when we look at how huge these bombs were and the fact of how many scores of people killed when each one went off, and you think you're going to find remains of the person that actually detonated the bomb attached to their body, There's literally, and then let me go from that directly into what my sources on the ground have told me, which is that there's literally no evidence to support whatsoever that's been produced by either the U.S. military officials making these claims or any other sources inside of Iraq, including the Iraqi government, to back, A, that these were women, and B, that they had any kind of mental disability whatsoever, whoever set off the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
My first reaction, and this has been confirmed upon following this up, is that this is just another propaganda attempt by the U.S. military where, you know, things, according to, they have to maintain this facade of things going better and improving in Iraq, and when a massive bomb, catastrophic-sized massacre occurs, and you know, nearly 100 people are killed in these two separate bombings, then, you know, they have to use it as an opportunity to try to demonize the enemy, the people that did this. They're so subhuman that not only would they use women, but they would use women with mental disabilities to do this act. And there's, again, the bottom line is there's just no evidence anywhere of any kind to support the claims made by the U.S. military.
Well, and Dar, the loudest voice pressing those talking points was named Condoleezza Rice.
Right, and, you know, enough said, right, Peter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, as soon as I heard it come out of her mouth, I just, I had to say, this calls for skepticism. And it, you know, it troubles me in some ways that I respond that way. I have cynical capabilities, but I don't think of myself as all cynic all the time.
Well, I don't really think it's cynicism, Peter. I think it's just using logic and common sense. And, for example, when we have people like Condoleezza Rice and countless other members of the Bush administration, and including the majority of the outlets of the establishment media, you know, they're making these claims and trumpeting them around completely baseless. I mean, you know, the only reason the U.S. is in Iraq is because basically there was a snow job, and the war was sold to the American people based on lies, and here we are. So why would we have any reason to trust them with any information they give out today, whether it be about Iraq, suicide bombings, or Iran, or anything else in the Middle East? I mean, these people have proven themselves countless times to be completely untrustworthy.
But, Dar, what is their motive to lie? After all, they tell us the surge is working.
Well, and that's it, you know, where, okay, it's working, but we had this one little accident. Oops, 100 Iraqis were wiped out in two explosions on the same day, so now we need to try to spin that to our advantage. It's really another case of military propaganda where, you know, they're learning from their mistakes, where, you know, they can try to capitalize on even misfortunes and horrible things that are really bad for PR for the U.S. and Iraq while they're trying to paint a successful surge. When you have bombs going off killing over 100 people in one day, they need to figure out a way to try to spin that to their advantage. And I think that's at the core of what this recent propaganda attempt was all about.
Dar Jamail with us here on the Peter B. Collins Show. If you have a question or comment about Iraq, give us a call now, toll free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. Dar, recently our mutual friend Tom Engelhardt at Tom Dispatch picked up one of your columns and flashed it around, and it was very powerful, and I'm glad that it got as much as attention as it could. And in it, you responded to this general notion, this conventional wisdom that started in September and has been amplified by the media and by political leaders of both parties, this myth that the so-called surge is working. Take a minute here and talk about some of the emails you have received recently from your friends and contacts inside Iraq and how their point of view is so starkly different.
Right, I thought it would be effective to just highlight Iraqi voices talking about what is actually happening in their country to counter this propaganda of a successful surge or progress being made in Iraq. And the emails I got from so many people, and many of them I featured in that piece, were people like a university professor or a faculty member talking about how, you know, the norm in Baghdad today is that there is no normal life. People are too afraid to leave their homes. If they do leave their homes to go get some bread or other basic necessities, they say goodbye like it's the last one because they don't know if they'll make it back home. That violence continues. It's rampant but a bit more sporadic, much like it was around mid-2005, which is about where the levels are today, where we're still talking about huge numbers of attacks on occupation and Iraqi security forces, and basically no security, certainly not in the capital city, a capital city where one out of four people, literally, out of 6 million people there, have been displaced from their home. So really it was a collection of just horrible stories of what everyday life looks like, that there's not running water most of the time, never enough electricity, no jobs, people are too afraid to leave their homes, and of course there's still death squads and militias running around in the streets, and how do you live a normal life in that environment where people are too afraid even to send their children to school?
Well, and some of the lull, I won't call it a steep reduction in violence, because yes, fewer Americans were killed during the second half of 2007, but that belies that 2007 was the deadliest year for Americans in Iraq. A whole lot of American troops got killed in the first 6 months, and then it did taper off a little bit. We're back on the upsurge based on the death count from January, which it came in just under 40. But that is used to obscure the true carnage experienced by Iraqis. And we hear, for example, in the President's State of the Union message, a kind of vague assertion that fewer Iraqis are dying. But, of course, this is the administration and the Pentagon that has gone out of its way not to count the number of Iraqis killed and wounded. And we rely on third parties who are convenient when the message helps the administration, and they are dismissed when it doesn't.
That's a very good point, Peter. You know, I just wish that other journalists with much more prominent voices than yours, I mean people like national television pundits or columnists in the New York Times, et cetera, would catch these very basic things where, okay, the U.S. Administration is claiming that such a far smaller number of Iraqis are being killed now and as a result of the success of the surge, et cetera. When, and, you know, we've known from the very beginning, the administration itself has admitted that they don't keep any casualty counts of Iraqi civilians. So how would they know? And that leaves us with other independent sources like the Lancet report and the more updated figures from Just Foreign Policy or the OMB group in the UK, which show catastrophic, apocalyptic numbers of Iraqis being killed. 2007 was one of the bloodiest years of the entire occupation for Iraqis. And one of the key figures or reasons as to why that has happened does come from the U.S. military, where we've had a sevenfold increase in the use of air power in that country. I mean, basically, as Cy Hirsch predicted well over a year ago now, a shift in policy where a dramatic increase of air power is going to be used to try to preserve the lives of more American forces at the expense, of course, of Iraqi civilians. And that's exactly what we're seeing on the ground, and it's continuing to this day. I mean, the most recent situation in Arab Jabor village just south of Baghdad, where over 40,000 pounds of explosives were dropped in under a 10-minute span, is a case in point.
Yeah. And, Dar, I'll just trade this with you. I appreciate your comment earlier, but I wish that your work were more widely available, because you have been one of the leading voices reporting on the huge refugee problem created by our occupation in Iraq. And I was gratified. We're not doing any actual campaigning for candidates on the show today because it's election day. But I'll just mention that I was pleased to see Senator Obama mention the displacement of Iraqis and the refugee crisis that we have created in the Hollywood debate last Thursday. From my coverage, that's the first time I've heard any presidential candidate address that.
And that is a good thing, and it certainly would be the first time I've heard. I wasn't aware of that, but it would be the first time I've heard of it as well. So kudos for that. Kudos to anyone that's going to acknowledge this disaster, this hell disaster that the U.S. occupation has created in Iraq, where well over 4.5 million people are displaced from their homes. And that's a very conservative figure provided by UNHCR, and UNHCR officials have told me that point blank, to my face in Syria last summer, that their figures are far too low, as though 4.5 million is not enough.
Right.
I'm glad somebody's talking about it.
And to be fair, I think Kucinich brought it up in one of the earlier debates, but Obama did bring it up last week, and I was glad to see it. We're going to take a break. We got some callers on the line. We'll go to you next, and you get to talk to Dar Jamail. Visit his website, dahrdar.org. More in a moment on the Peter B. Collins Show.
KRXA 540. Progressive Talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz.
Beyond Wheat Artisan Bakery, right here in Monterey, brings you sugar-free and gluten-free muffins and cakes that are all natural, with organic ingredients and loaded with super green nutrition. Find Beyond Wheat at Whole Foods Market in Monterey, Cornucopia Community Market in Carmel, Staff of Life in Santa Cruz, and New Leaf Markets in Santa Cruz and Capitola. Be sure to try Beyond Wheat for a truly special treat, created to keep you happy and totally guilt-free. You'll be so glad you did.
Hi, I'm John.
And I'm John.
And we're from All Class Transportation, where we take you to your special event in style, comfort, and safety. All Class Transportation is a truly professional local luxury transportation company with over 25 years of combined managerial service, an efficient, proactive staff, trained, certified chauffeurs, and a fleet of well-maintained luxury vehicles. We are well-suited to meet and exceed your specific needs.
All Class Transportation specializes in personalized luxury transportation, including company parties, corporate events, weddings, quinceañeras. Whatever your needs, call All Class Transportation at 831-582-9338. That's 582-9338. Want to know about our rates? At All Class Transportation, our service and rates are second to none, period. We are All Class Transportation, TCP 22978A. Call us at 831-582-9338. That's 582-9338.
From Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore in Carmel, and we have something new, a unique opportunity to give yourself or someone special the gift of consultation with nationally respected life coach and career mentor Raymond Davi. Paul and I know firsthand the empowerment Ray has to offer. Discover how changes can propel you where you want to go in the areas of personal and career growth or planning goals for ongoing success, as well as insights for your work-life balance. Don't hesitate. Call and reserve your 90-minute appointment or purchase a gift certificate now. Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore and Secret Garden, 624-4955 or www.pilgrimsway.com.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale with 2 hours of talk radio all about our daily challenges, our fears, changes, crisis, addictions. Over 1,700 of them, can you believe it? Using the 12 steps, the law of attraction, whatever it takes. Join me Saturday afternoons 3 to 5 with my guests and we'll find solutions together. The Sheila Show, Saturday 3 to 5 on KRXA, brought to you by Benji's Princess Monterey Whale Watching Trips. Open daily on Old Fisherman's Wharf, Monterey.
Good afternoon. Taking a check of your KRXA traffic. Do you have an injury accident in Fremont? This is Halone Road eastbound of Green Valley Road. Two cars mixed it up. They did manage to get themselves over to the right-hand shoulder. But again, this is an injury accident, so emergency crews as well are on scene over to that right-hand side. Twin Lakes, 24th Avenue at Portola Drive got an accident. This is a vehicle and a bicyclist actually involved. So CHP on scene. Minor injuries reported. You're going to see CHP as well as emergency crews. Possibly a tow truck over to that right-hand side as well. So be prepared for that activity. Santa Cruz Mountain, so far so good. Highway 17, both directions looking good. No stalls, no accidents to let you know about. So traffic, for the most part, you're still rolling at the limit in both directions. Traffic, it is brought to you by Hammer Mill Paper. Hammer Mill is guaranteed to be 99.99% jam-free. Don't you wish traffic was? Hammer Mill, no worries. I'm Diane Morgan, and that's a look at your traffic for KRXA.
Years ago today, Secretary of State Colin Powell went to the United Nations, squared those military shoulders, and looked us straight in the eye, holding up a vial of a white powder, and said, "Iraq has weapons of mass destruction, and we must invade." The shock and awe campaign followed about 5 weeks later.
Shocking awe. We came
Young. We continue now with journalist Dar Jamail. Visit his website, dahr.org, and pick up his new book called Beyond the Green Zone, Dispatches from an Unembedded Journalist. Lots of callers for you, Dar. Let's dive right in. Patricia in Sacramento, thanks for calling the Peter B. Collins Show.
Thanks, Peter B. Peter B., I'd like to take my answer off the air. And I just want to first say to Dar Jamail, I want to just commend you for your bravery and being such an amazing journalist. So with that said, I wanted to ask you, in regards to Blackwater, we're already aware that the innocent Iraqis that were killed by Blackwater employees, and they have yet to be held responsible. My question to you is, based on the time you spent there, whether it's the Iraqi civilians or the Iraqi, how would you say, government officials, what is your feeling about this? Do they just want to drop it and just say, forget about it, it's in the past, it's gone? Or do they want revenge for this? Not revenge, but justice.
All right. Good question. Thank you for the call. Go ahead, Dar.
Yeah, first, thank you for your warm comment. But regarding this, really, as far as the Iraqi government, Nouri al-Maliki issued some bellicose rhetoric condemning the killing and saying, yes, we're going to, they temporarily suspended Blackwater operations in the country, and then we're talking about kicking them out of the country altogether. But the reality is, this is a puppet government that's going to only do what the U.S. administration tells it to do. And there's basically been blanket immunity for these contractors with as part of the 100 Bremer orders. Any private contractor, a member of the U.S. military serving in Iraq, is not and never has been and never will be subject to Iraqi law unless this is changed. And there's no indication that this is going to be changed whatsoever. Of course, there is rampant public sentiment condemning the acts of Blackwater. And the Nisr Square incident is only the tip of the iceberg. I mean, this has been going on for years and years in Iraq, and everybody over there knows it. But, while the general population has always wanted these cowboys out of their country and certainly don't want them to have immunity from law and accountability, there's nothing in the government that's going to force the issue. I mean, there's a number of Iraqi parliamentarians, of course, that condemned it and are vehemently opposed to it and want the law changed. But as we saw with the UN mandate, basically a total subversion of the democratic process in the Iraqi parliament, where despite the fact the majority of parliamentarians wanted to have a legal vote on it, a fair vote, and the majority of them probably would have voted against it, they were completely subverted by Maliki and Bush. And the same thing has happened regarding Blackwater.
Let's go to Laura in Sacramento, who has piqued our interest. She told Brian that she wants to talk about the one success of the war in Iraq, and he didn't ask what it is. Tell us, Laura.
My opinion about the one success that we can draw from this war is the recognition of the complete and utter moral bankruptcy of the neoconservative philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to ask a question.
Just to address your point, that's a very expensive way to do it, but you are indeed correct.
It's sad but true. I'd like to ask your guest if it's his opinion that Mr. Maliki is our new Saddam Hussein.
Dar?
That's a good question. I would agree with your comment for starters. I think that is the silver lining, is that never before has the agenda of the American Empire Project, and certainly that of the neocons, been so starkly and readily apparent. But Maliki being the next Saddam Hussein, I don't think so. I think he's a willing puppet for the time being. I don't think he's going to stay on in Iraq indefinitely at this point. I think he is temporary, but I don't think as far as him being the next Saddam Hussein, as far as just literally being turned into a dictator and backed by the U.S. all the way through, I think if they're going to apply something like that, people like Yed Alawi and other similar names of this other former CIA assets have been thrown in the mix for potential candidates for that. But no, Maliki, I think, for starters, they're having a lot of trouble reining him in with his ties to Iran.
Right. I got to stop there, Dar, but thank you very much. Dar Jamail, dahr.org. You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself. Can you answer these questions? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
It makes sense that Super Tuesday should coincide with Fat Tuesday, because I feel stuffed, don't you? Stuffed with a banquet of information, debates, town halls, speeches, TV interviews. Democracy depends on an electorate stuffed with facts so that we can choose the best candidate based on our knowledge of the issues. That's what keeps America strong. So let's test ourselves on where the candidates stand on the issues. Here we go. What is the difference between John McCain and Mitt Romney on staying in Iraq? What is the difference between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama on getting out of Iraq? Which Republican candidate said we need a complete reform of the culture of our healthcare system? Which one said we need a market-based system with no more free rides? Which candidate would let you join the same healthcare plan Congress gets? Are you sure? You see, even I had to look up the answers to those issue-based questions. Okay, now answer this. Who's got Chuck Norris on his side? Mm-hmm. Who is a POW and rides the Straight Talk Express? Yes, everyone knows that. Who's a Mormon and has five strapping young sons? Yes. Who once again teared up on the eve of a primary election and is a woman and is married to a former president who's been on a leash since South Carolina? Yes. Who has Oprah and Caroline Kennedy and Ted Kennedy and Robert De Niro and is black and talks about hope? Yes, that's right. And finally, do Americans really choose presidents based on issues? Let me get back to you on that. Now this.
Welcome to Chapman's Cheeses.
Yes, what do you recommend today?
Well, there's a special on forgotten expenses and disorganized sales figures. But I highly recommend the lingering invoicing. Very well aged.
Is running your business getting in the way of running your business? That's why millions of businesses rely on QuickBooks software to easily deal with routine chores, like tracking sales, organizing expenses, and creating invoices, so you can get back to what you do best.
This is a cheese shop, isn't it?
Yeah.
QuickBooks. Get back to business. Start today at QuickBooks.com.
This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, PattyRossCarmel.com.
Doesn't it seem that the service is lacking at most service stations? Well, not at the Carmel Shell at Rio Road and the Valero at Mid-Carmel Valley Shopping Center. We take care of our customers. Carmel Shell is happy to pump your gas and check under your hood at your request for no extra charge. At Mid-Carmel Valley Valero, we offer expert car repair at reasonable rates with a fast turnaround. We do tune-ups, brakes, safety checks, and a 26-point inspection with an oil change. We specialize in Lexus and Toyota. Our mechanic is ASE certified. Call us at 624-0722. That's 624-0722. Carmel Shell at Rio Road and Mid-Carmel Valley Valero, putting the service back in service stations.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. He's smart, funny, well-informed, opinionated, and mild-mannered, except when he's not. Welcome to Peter B.'s America.
Minutes after the hour, I remain your humble host, Peter B. Every week about this time, we check in with Jason Leopold, investigative editor there at truthout.org.
I get this feeling, I'm in motion, a certain sense of
man Jason shares a love of 80s techno pop like I do. Jason, you want to name that tune today?
Could it be New Order?
That's correct.
Respect?
No.
Oh, Peter.
True Faith.
True Faith.
Yeah.
Oh.
You remember?
I'm so ashamed of myself right now.
Oh, excuse me. Do you remember the video from that song?
I want to say cowboy.
No, they had two characters up there who were slapping each other in the face to the beat.
Oh, man, I'm just off. I'm off my game today, I'm disappointed.
Well, I can understand. There is so much going on today. It is Super Tuesday in California and 23
right.
other states. The Republicans have more primaries going on than Democrats. If that number wobbles a little bit, you can understand. It is Fat Tuesday. Lent starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
And New Orleans is doing their best to celebrate with a diminished capacity. And it's also the fifth-year anniversary of Colin Powell lying like a son of a bitch before the United Nations.
That's right. Yeah, there's certainly a day of, remembrances, if you will, and also, you know, hopefully looking forward. But if you're watching the news, if you're listening to, the radio, which hopefully a lot of people are, especially your station, you know, you'll hear that. You know, while you're out there voting, you got to be careful because apparently, they just issued a threat warning about Al Qaeda. You know, determined once again to strike the United States, which, you know, coming on the day of an election seems to just it appears to be so transparent as to what this administration. Is trying to do
now.
Fill us
in on this.
People to
right.
to vote for perhaps the more likable Republican candidate who claims to be hard on terrorists.
Now give us a little background here because I'm just catching up on this story. Who made the
Director of National Intelligence?
That's Mike McConnell. McConnell, okay,
and he was. This is. I'm sure that along with all the coverage, the saturation, even with the election, that it'll get somewhat buried. But it's out there. He was speaking to members of Congress. He had told them that, in fact, they've received some chatter recently, and that Al Qaeda is planning the way that he had spoken about this is. It sounded like there was a currently planning to, strike the United States. And now this is certainly nothing new. We've heard this before.
Mm-hmm.
But the tone at which this came today in a briefing with Congress and the urgency at which this was these comments were made certainly, would appear to be a tactic to frighten people on a day when, people are out there casting their votes and the issue of terrorism, the issue of, Islamic fundamentalism is at the forefront of people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's just terrible that this is not a crime, in a sense. If that sort of statement was heard by 10 people and one person changed their vote as a result, that's scary.
Yeah. Well, and there are a couple of things here, and I'm basing this on my recollection. I want to be careful as I'm about to issue a sweeping statement, and I challenge you or any listener who can call and refresh my memory with something that contradicts what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
But I cannot recall one event where the Bush administration, since 9/11, has gone public with one of these warnings that did not turn out to be false or at least heavily hyped.
Exactly.
And that in retrospect, we were able to tie to a political benchmark of some sort. Today's is a little bit too obvious.
Right, right. It's absolutely obvious. I mean, I think that historically, if we look back on certainly the past election, and the 2004 election, that is, wow, there's a, you know, more than a dozen of these, you know, warnings that came out, just as Bush's poll numbers were taking a nosedive. I mean, there was a time when Bush enjoyed a very healthy rating. And whenever that would dip below, say, 50%, they issued a, you know, a warning. And as you said, it never, you know, never came to fruition.
Well, and Jason, here's an interesting little tidbit, and you can connect this or decide not to, your choice. You're a journalist. But last Friday, I was driving around, and I took my chances, and I turned on the Glenn Beck radio program.
Oh, boy.
Glenn had the day off, but his sub-host was interviewing Liz Cheney. And Liz, who didn't quite say, Daddy told me to do this, but boy, it sure sounded like it, was advising Republican voters not to waste a vote on Mike Huckabee. He's not going anywhere. And whatever you do, don't vote for John McCain because he wants to close Gitmo and he's soft on terrorism. But the guy we like is Mitt Romney, who will keep Guantanamo open. He made that, bizarre statement in one of the debates that he would double Gitmo, whatever that means.
Right.
And he is committed to the torture policies of the Cheney-Bush administration. And that was her endorsement of Mitt Romney's candidacy.
Right.
And if you tie those two together...
Who she works for.
Say that again?
Who she works for.
Oh, that's right, too. I hadn't made that connection.
Yeah, she works, she's, you know, part of their campaign, or certainly, I'm not sure what role she is in, but she's in a senior capacity on the, on Mitt Romney's campaign.
Very interesting.
Yeah, and... you know, the days are numbered, and for certainly for this administration, and hopefully we will, you know, see the total dismantling of you know, everything they put into place. Certainly, that on its face would you know, would violate basic tenets of the Constitution, and they're, you know, they're still trying to stay in power, if you will. And I use the word power purposely because that's really what this is a power grab, trying to remain in power long after they, you know, are out of office. With the, certainly with the permanent bases in Iraq. And, you know, the various signing statements or, you know, that, that in fact, we were talking about that last week about some of the signing statements, and lo and behold, you know, Bush had a signing statement.
Yes, some fresh ones, and the issues were about permanent bases, about commissions to investigate war profiteering, and contracting a la Blackwater. And, the, you know, the it's not even ironic. It's so insulting and hypocritical that he did that just hours before the State of the Union message, where he then lectured the Congress on their failure to adhere to the rules by, you know, putting earmarks that appropriate money that don't actually go through the committees and sometimes don't even get voted on by the whole House.
Literally giving them a, you know, a lecture and saying that he was going to, you know, put out an order ensuring that this doesn't happen again.
Right.
Meanwhile, you know, behind the scenes, he's sticking the knife in someone's back.
Jason Leopold's with us from truthout.org. If you want to comment, join us toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. Now, one of my favorite news sources, truthout.org, has a Reuters story up that there's another spook who's talking in Washington today.
Right.
And we have to be careful when somebody who works for an intelligence agency or who is running one tells us, and now I'm going to share some information with you. Because Mike Hayden, the head of the CIA, went before a congressional committee and asserted waterboarding has been used on only three detainees.
Right. It's what he admitted today. And, you know, let me just add that Senator Dick Durbin has rightfully called immediately for a Justice Department investigation. This is the first time that, you know, we have an official, certainly in this capacity, who has admitted that the United States tortured detainees, whether they were, no matter who they were, but has admitted that, based on, certainly based on the executive order from the White House, the torture memos from John Yoo, the former Justice Department official in the Office of Legal Counsel, who now the professor at Berkeley, that torture was, we used torture tactics. And, what's so explosive about that is that, he said it that, there was a fear of a catastrophic event. That statement or that hypothetical situation that or question that people have been asked certainly last week as well. What if there was a detainee and he had information that a bomb was going to go off in a city? Do you torture him? And that's basically what at least his reasoning, Mike Hayden, said was the reason that they employed waterboarding.
Well, and you can almost imagine, because this strains the line between fact and fiction, that he would say, it was one of those ticking time bomb scenarios, and Jack Bauer was in rehab, so, we had to waterboard these guys because we didn't have any other choice.
Yeah, let me just say that there is, first of all, it's certainly been reported only with, for the most part, anonymous sources. There was a statement that Hayden had made to The New Yorker a couple of weeks ago, but again, that was a carefully constructed statement. Today, everything's changed. I mean, he admitted that, first of all, that not only were these torture tactics used, but I like to use the sort of cockroach scenario. And, I'm from New York, and when I used to live in the Lower East Side, I knew that if there was one cockroach, you knew that there were like 1,000 someplace in there. So if they're saying that there's three, you can bet that there's probably, 300.
Yeah.
Who knows how many that
Oh, but Jason, you're just so damn cynical. I mean, consider that here he is on Capitol Hill. Was he under oath? Do we know that?
I would imagine that he was under oath.
I
don't know that for sure, but I believe that, any time you speak to Congress, there's some sort of promise to tell the truth.
Okay, let's check into whether he was actually under oath. But he said that waterboarding has not been used in 5 years. Only happened when Medal of Freedom winner George Tenet was running the CIA.
Right. And again, so what? So what if it hasn't been used in 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that this was something that I am sure that there are some prominent Democrats who are absolutely in the know and just did not say anything or speak out about it, which is, beyond a travesty.
You mean people like Jane Harman and
exactly.
Jay Rockefeller?
Jane Harman, who felt the need to issue a press release saying, she advised them not to destroy the torture tapes, but decided not to say anything about the actual torture.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that this happened 5 years ago, it's still like a murder case. There's no statute of limitations on murder. There should be the outrage that these officials are actually putting our troops in harm's way. And if anyone thinks that this revelation, won't endanger, soldiers that are out on the battlefield who, if they're captured, who knows what will happen.
Jason, we're going to take a break and continue. We're going to drop you and call you back on another line. We got a little noise there.
Sure.
And we'll continue with Jason Leopold. If you have a comment, join us now. Toll free, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372.
KRXA 540, Progressive Talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz.
afternoon, taking a check of your KRXA traffic. Actually, not too bad so far this afternoon. Just one thing to tell you about. It's Southern Santa Clara County, Highway 9 at Sanborn Road. Got a park ranger truck. It actually spun out, went off the roadway. So CHP emergency crews en route for that. Other than that, though, no problems to tell you about. Monterey County, Santa Cruz, Salinas, all checking in stall and accident-free. Santa Cruz Mounds as well, looking pretty good. Both directions of Highway 17, stall and accident-free. So for the most part, you're rolling at the limit in both directions. Do have some long-term road work, though, to be aware of in Santa Cruz. This is the Emmeline Avenue off-ramp from northbound 1. That off-ramp is actually shut down, and this is long-term road work, so those cones are put out, and they're not scheduled to be picked up until summer of this year. So again, Emmeline Avenue off-ramp from northbound 1 is shut down. Itchy wool sweaters or dry heat got you itching this winter? Get fast relief with Gold Bond Medicated Cream. It's a quick fix for what's got you itching. Gold Bond for fast, soothing relief. I'm Diane Morgan, and that's a look at your traffic for KRXA.
Hello, this is Jane Fleming with Beyond Wheat Artisan Bakery in Monterey. And if you have a new emerging business like I do, consider advertising on KRXA 540 AM. KRXA is one of the best values on the Central Coast in today's competitive marketplace. Beyond Wheat has seen noticeable and consistent growth since our ads began with KRXA. We are muffins ahead in sales every month thanks to sales manager Larry Rathall. Call Larry at 394-KRXA. That's 394-5792. You'll be so glad you did.
I love coffee, I love tea. That's why Coffeetopia is the place for me. Coffee and tea, the honey and me. At Coffeetopia.
Coffeetopia at 1723 Mission Street and 3701 Portola Drive in Santa Cruz offers the finest in handcrafted espresso drinks, whether it's a traditional Italian-style cappuccino or a sweet caramel macchiato. We offer a range of full-leaf teas, a choice of chais, including our new Zawadi African chai, and organic coffees. Coffeetopia also carries local baked goods fresh daily, including French-style pastries. Or try a toasted bagel with one of our exclusive non-dairy bagel spreads, either garlic dill or smoked tofu. Coffeetopia, Santa Cruz's oldest internet cafe, offers both free wireless and computer terminals for those who need them. Coffeetopia. Remember, we're here to help.
Coffeetopia.
Pacific Grove's Joe Rombi has turned his attention to pizza. Central Coast residents and visitors can now enjoy the finest pizza this side of Italy. Whether you crave the elegant simplicity of a pizza margherita or one of Joe Rombi's signature creations, you'll fall in love with pizza all over again at Joe Rombi's La Piccola Casa Pizzeria, next to Joe Rombi's La Mia Cucina on 17th Street in Pacific Grove. Click on joerombi.com or call 831-373-0129. That's 373-0129.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. Jason Leopold with us from truthout.org. Check out the lyrics here, the words to this song. Michael Fronte and Spearhead. It's called Yell Fire.
A revolution never comes with a warning. A revolution never sends you an omen. A revolution just arrived like the morning. Ring the alarm, we come to wake up the snoring. They're telling you to never worry about the future. They're telling you to never worry about the torture.
Don't worry.
Telling you that you will never see the horror. Spend it all today and we will bill you tomorrow. Three peace suits and bank accounts in Bahamas.
Don't worry about the torture. Just watch TV. Karl Rove will explain it all to you. I'm going to have to sneak a peek over at Fox News Channel during the election returns tonight to see just what kind of spinning the Rove Meister is going to do.
Yeah.
It may be entertaining, but we don't want to go too far and jack up the ratings because CNN's actually been beating Fox
right.
in some of the recent special coverage like the New Hampshire primary.
Yeah, they've, you know, I don't necessarily hold CNN in that much high regard simply because of the rants of one Lou Dobbs.
Yep.
However, it is nice to see, you know, Fox News, you know, losing its hold on some of the more lunatics, I guess you could say, in this country.
Well, it'll be interesting to see.
Or they've gotten some therapy.
Well, and consider what kind of welcome he'll get, Carl. It's like you never left.
Exactly.
In fact, Carl is on the line, but not Rove. Carl in Fairfield, listening on 1240 KSAC. Hi, Carl.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
Well, I had just wondering a comment here.
Carl, turn your radio off, or it's just going to confuse the heck out of you.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
You guys made a comment saying that us admitting to committing waterboarding as the United States was going to hurt the soldiers. I was wondering if you guys remember that terrorists cut the heads off the people they captured. I mean, they did it to a civilian. What do you think they're going to do to a soldier who's already over there? I don't think admitting to waterboarding is going to make it any harder on soldiers in Iraq.
Well, Carl, I disagree, and here's why. People like John McCain and a man who listens to this program who actually served longer at the Hanoi Hilton than McCain did, who has called in on a number of occasions, Dr. Phil Butler, has explained that when he was being tortured in Hanoi by the North Vietnamese, by the Viet Cong, one of the things that helped him keep it together was the knowledge that we are not so barbaric and that we do not engage in those kinds of activities. And yes, your comment is fair. We have seen a number of beheadings. We saw the Blackwater employees who were killed and then mutilated and their bodies hung up on the bridge near Fallujah. But, you know, responding to barbaric acts with institutionalized barbarism is really not going to get us anywhere.
I understand that, too. But, you know, we have actually waterboarded our own people as a way of, you know, teaching them what torture is like. I mean, if we can do that to ourselves, then how is it so bad if we can do it to somebody else?
Well, the difference, Carl, is that our soldiers who submit to it in training know that the people administering it are not going to push them over the line. That is not known when you're in Guantanamo or Bagram or one of those dark places where these kinds of tactics are being used. Jason, your
Carl,
comment?
This has actually been a tactic that has been condemned throughout the world and has been, you know, outlawed for decades. The fact that the White House, decided to interpret the law or make an extraordinary case and what they say is, allows them to do it legally is questionable. And certainly that's what Dick Durbin is trying to find out. The fact is that there are Geneva Conventions, and we are not supposed to torture.
Let's go to Catherine in Sacramento next. Catherine, welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you. I wanted to hark back to your discussion about torture and also back to last week's revelation that there were over 900 false statements that have been made.
Right. Talk right into your phone, Catherine.
I am.
Thank you.
Okay. What is our recourse now that everyone is supposed to be let off the hook or relieved that these people will only be in office for less than a year more? If they're not impeached by this Congress, can these crimes be pursued later? Can we get a legal opinion on that?
All right. Thank you for the question. Jason, what do you know?
Well, you know, actually there are some constitutional scholars who are hoping that, long after the, this administration is out of office, that Democrats will continue to investigate this, will actually continue to, pursue the possibility that crimes were committed. However, the flip side of that is it seems unlikely.
Well, and I would direct people to truthout.org, where your boss, Mark Ash, did a great job interviewing Henry Waxman,
right,
who's willing to investigate certain things but draws a line on others.
Right.
Jason,
right.
Thanks for your time today. Appreciate
Thanks,
your
Peter.
Commentary. Jason Leopold from truthout.org. Coming up next, Melanie Sloan kicks off our free speech zone on the Peter B. Collins Show.
We're talking with Veronique Raskin, founder of the Organic Wine Company, which offers more than 60 different wines made with certified organic grapes. Veronique, French wines are intimidating for some American consumers.
Mm-hmm.
How do you help break it down for us?
Don't be intimidated. What is there to be intimidated about? There's nothing too exotic about them. You either like them or you don't like them. You know, it's really simple. You either like Van Gogh or you don't. You either like the Beatles or you don't. You know, wines are really a form of a vibration in a bottle, just like poetry, just like music. And you know the style of music that you like. So maybe you're going to love French wines. And then go for it.
Learn more about the Organic Wine Company on the web at ecowine.com. That's ecowine.com. To place an order or ask a question, call 888-ECO-WINE toll-free. That's 1-888-ECO-WINE. Tell them Peter B. sent.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Harley Carnes. As polls close in nine states this hour, CBS News estimates that Hillary Clinton will collect Oklahoma and Barack Obama will win Illinois when the votes are counted. They're celebrating at Barack Obama's office in Chicago after the projections are he'll also take Georgia's primary handily.
I'm Peter Mayer in Chicago. Barack Obama and his top staffers have been lowballing expectations all day while privately hoping for a big night. The polls show an Obama surge, especially in California. But this campaign learned a poll lesson in New Hampshire, where Obama had good pre-election showings before losing to Hillary Clinton. The senator predicts an even split tonight, and that would be good for momentum heading into the next phase of the campaign. Peter Mayer, CBS News at Obama headquarters in Chicago.
Hillary Clinton went into the day leading in Super Tuesday states by 18 points.
The issue now is who will come out to vote, and I think if people ask themselves who they think would be the best president, and if Democrats ask who they think would be the best candidate to win in November, I'm very comfortable with the answers to those questions.
Going into today's big delegate fight, Republican John McCain led Mitt Romney 89-35, and CBS's Bob Schieffer says this could be a big night for the Arizona senator.
If he does well tonight, he could come very close to wrapping up the Republican nomination, but he's got to beat back this fire that's being fanned over on the right by the conservatives who say he's not one of them. The guy who's fanning that fire, of course, is Mitt Romney.
CBS News also projects that New Jersey, Connecticut, Illinois go to John McCain. Mitt Romney will take Massachusetts. Killer weather down south this evening as a tornado evidently touched down in Conway County, Arkansas, the town of Atkins. There are injuries and property damage. There are also reports three people were killed by that twister. To make a profit, airlines fill up the planes, clog up the schedules, and trim staff as close as possible, says David Stempler at the Air Travelers Association.
Passengers are either in the middle seat or next to someone in the middle seat, and that usually means that the flights are chock-a-block full.
Department of Transportation says airlines were on time less, lost more bags, and fielded more complaints from passengers about service last year. On time just 73% of the time, and in December it was only 64%. Legendary basketball coach Bobby Knight just up and quit yesterday, and today he told us why.
I won't have to see any more bad calls.
Big surprise to everyone. He said he's tired.
This year it just seemed to bother me more than at any other time.
Knight's winning percentage lifetime as a coach, by the way, about 71%. On Wall Street today, the Dow plunged 370 points on disappointing news from the service sector index, which went below 50. The experts say below 50 means we may be stepping first steps into a recession. That's about 3% of the Dow. The Nasdaq lost 73 points, also about 3%. Oil prices, $88.41 a barrel. That's down $1.61. This is CBS News.
Is Progressive.com an auto insurance utopia? Well, it can save you hundreds by being the one-stop place to compare Progressive's rates to those of other top companies. What's more, if you have any questions, we offer live phone support 24/7. And if you'd like to picture us with soap opera good looks, then go right ahead. What else would you expect in utopia? Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Springfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates available in most states and situations.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents A Word from Your Tires.
Sir, I think I speak for the four of us when I say that we do not support your current errand.
Well, we're going to the tire store. You guys are tires.
Head to the dealership.
Well, at the tire store, you can see your buddies.
We don't associate with off-brands. Your dealer has name brands. Michelin, Continental, Goodyear.
Enough.
I don't think they carry that one.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in, keep going.
Nothing like a nice hike, a trout on the line. When's the last time you touched the world you live in?
Pretty relaxing to just get out and enjoy things.
But we're not that active in the great outdoors. Not anymore.
We're getting out into nature less. We're fishing and camping less.
Patricia Zaradik says we don't make trips to national and state parks so much now, preferring to stay inside.
Americans are spending more time glued to the boob tube than being out in nature.
She says kids get out and run around in the fields and the forests. That can lead to more interest in
nature conservation and environmental stewardship as an adult.
Dave Barrett, CBS News.
Among the unusual proposals being offered to voters today is one in California to turn the famous Alcatraz prison in San Francisco Bay into a global peace center, thereby, say the supporters, raising the whole consciousness of the Bay Area. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Why take a chance on submitting your tax returns late or wrong? Go to Office Depot for the products you need to help get your taxes done early. Prepare your taxes and maximize deductions with TurboTax Deluxe WithSafe software on sale at Office Depot through February 9th for $37.99 after $7 mail-in savings. Plus now through February 16th, purchase any tax software and get over $800 in select software titles free after combined purchase or upgrade mail-in savings. Office Depot, taking care of business. Some mail-in savings are redeemed as a Visa prepaid debit card. See store for details.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your oil change sticker.
I've been in the sun too long. I think I'm peeling.
No kidding. How come?
Hello? Maybe you're overdue for an oil change at the dealer.
Oh, right. How about that?
Well, you know what? I should have written out the date or mileage to remind you. Oh, wait. I did.
All right. Time to go to the dealer.
Good idea. And don't worry about me. I'll be fine on your windshield for the next 5,000 miles.
See? Everybody wins.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in. Keep going. Live, unscripted, and unrehearsed, of course. It's the unpredictable Peter B. Collins Show, originating from the dangerous liberal enclave, San Francisco.
Ooh.
Call in anytime toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and add your voice to Peter B.'s America.
We're heading into the free speed zone. We take phone calls. Any subject, any viewpoint, from anywhere within the sound of my voice. Those are the rules. Simple, eh? Super Tuesday, primary election day in California, and we will not be taking any calls of an electioneering nature. I believe that on election day, you should be free from political proselytizing, advertisements, payoffs, inducements, anything like that. However, I am interested in the process of voting. So if you went to your polling place today and encountered some problems or issues or things you think we ought to know about, I'd like you to call. The toll-free number is 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. To kick things off this hour, Melanie Sloan returns to our program. She is Executive Director of CREW, that's Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. And Melanie, it appears that the Postal Service doesn't really deliver things very quickly to your office.
Oh, it's not the Postal Service, Peter. We won't talk about current elected officials. We'll just talk about former ones.
Well, I'm looking at the email version here of the letter you received dated December 27th, 2007 from the Senate Ethics Committee, but it only arrived, what, a day or two ago?
It only arrived, in fact, yesterday, and it arrived because they sent it to the wrong address. This letter is about a complaint that we filed in 2005, September 2005, against then-Majority Leader Bill Frist. And in the intervening, 2.5 years, we moved. And in fact, the Senate Ethics Committee has received other letters from us in that period with our actual address, but they chose not to send this letter there.
Well, it wasn't too urgent anyway. They were calling to or writing to basically say, never mind, but thank you so much for your correspondence.
Right, because it's even better than that, really, because what they wrote was, they said, yeah, you complained in 2005 about Senator Frist in connection with the sale of HCA stock, which this is so long ago that people may not recall anymore.
Right.
But there was an issue about whether Senator Frist had sold his HCA stock, which was a company his family owned,
right,
based on insider knowledge of the stock's value, and that was including his brother, who was on the board of the company. And he sold it right before the stock went way down, and so he saved a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then shortly thereafter, Mr. Frist got on television and pretty much lied about what he knew, and he said that all the stock had been in a blind trust, even though it hadn't been. So we had filed ethics complaints. Well, in the intervening 2.5 years, the ethics committee didn't do anything. And now they sent us a letter saying, well, yeah, Senator Frist's service ended on January 4th, 2007, so there's nothing we can do.
Well, and they also have this excuse that in the interim, they were not able to investigate this at the Ethics Committee because there were investigations at the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York and maybe even in Nashville.
Right, that there were ongoing investigations. And Senate and House Ethics Committees often take the position that if there is an ongoing criminal investigation, they can't do anything. Although the House Ethics Committee has said that they're looking at William Jefferson, Dollar Bill Jefferson, despite the fact that he's about to be criminally prosecuted in the Eastern District of Virginia. Not that we've seen any evidence of such a House Ethics investigation. They just said they had that going on.
Yeah.
But even if that's all true, which maybe it is, they note in this letter that Senator Frist's Senate service ended January 4th, 2007, and by my reckoning, that's still over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime in that intervening year, you think they might have written us a letter saying, oh, you know what? He's gone now. We're not going to do anything.
Well, but that's because they've been so busy on all those other ethics investigations.
Right. Well, what I think we really can get out of this letter is that Senator Pete Domenici of New Mexico, who's under investigation for improperly contacting U.S. Attorney of New Mexico David Iglesias about a criminal investigation, and Larry Craig from Idaho, who also is allegedly under criminal investigation for the little episode in the Minnesota men's room, airport men's room,
mm-hmm.
They probably have nothing to worry about either because they're going to be gone at the end of 2008. And given that and the pace at which we know the Ethics Committee works, because that, as I said, the complaint against Frist was September 2005, I think those guys are going to retire, and then the Ethics Committee will say, oops, we can't do anything. We don't have jurisdiction over these former members.
Mm-hmm. Now, Melanie, help my memory. Wasn't there, pardon me, also an issue about the use of campaign money? And didn't Frist loan his campaign $1 million and then pay himself back under some murky circumstance?
Yes, that all happened, and we filed a complaint about that, too, but luckily that went to the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, and they're not exactly the strongest federal agency out there, but they ruled on that well over a year ago, and Senator Frist's campaign committee was fined about $11,000 for that.
Oh, okay, I missed that one. I'm glad at least something happened there.
Something happened, but what this really tells us is that we can't depend on the Senator House Ethics Committee for anything. And so when the senators and House members get up and tell us we don't need an independent Office of Public Integrity to investigate the unethical conduct of members of Congress, that's just frankly ridiculous. And we know it's ridiculous because it takes them 2.5 years to say we have no jurisdiction.
Any hope for an independent outside ethics body in the coming year?
I don't think very much hope. The Senate, frankly, nixed that idea about a year ago. They said they weren't interested. The House is talking about it, but can't seem to actually pass it. And even if they do finally pass it, they're not going to give it any subpoena power or allow outside groups like CRU to file complaints, meaning that they're really just putting another layer of bureaucracy between members of Congress who engage in unethical conduct and any kind of sanction.
Melanie Sloan's with us. She's executive director of CRU. Their website, citizensforethics.org. A lot of great information there. Melanie, tell us next about your ongoing struggle with the White House over the missing emails.
Right. Well, as we've talked about so many times on your show, there are over 10 million missing White House email from October 2003 to March 2005. And we went and did an analysis of the dates of those missing email, and it turns out a lot of them correlate to important dates in history. For example, the Valerie Plame Wilson investigation, and
mm-hmm.
she's the former covert CIA officer whose identity was revealed by Scooter Libby, among others, at the White House. And it turns out there are email missing from the White House about then, and that was when they were under instructions from the Department of Justice to be maintaining all email. Although, by the way, there's something called the Presidential Records Act and then the Federal Records Act that all these emails are supposed to be maintained all the time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But given that these emails are missing, it seems to us that there may well have been obstruction of justice or other illegal conduct involved in these 10 million or so missing emails. So we'd like the Attorney General to appoint a special counsel along the lines of Patrick Fitzgerald, who was the special prosecutor who investigated the Plame matter, and to look into what happened to all these emails, why they were deleted, how they came to be missing, and why they, more importantly even, why they never went to recover them, even though the White House counsel's office was told about the problem in 2005. So it seems like a perfect matter for the special counsel to be appointed to investigate. So we'll see what Mukasey says. But again, I don't hold out an awful lot of hope here.
Well, the limited track record that we have on this new attorney general is not very promising. He seems to be a very effective stonewall for this criminal White House.
Right, and that seems to be what the main role of any attorney general is in the Bush administration. Mainly, they are not supposed to go after the Bush administration for anything ever, and they are sort of the wall between the Bush administration and any criminal investigations.
Yeah. Well, Melanie, stay on it. I know this is going to take some time, and they're probably over there, busy either, I don't know if they're shredding or erasing hard drives or what. But it doesn't make me comfortable that they're using all these delaying tactics, because that does give them an opportunity for nefarious intrusion into your effort.
Right. And, you know, what we really think is happening now is, while the Bush administration is delaying and delaying in all our court cases, is they're really just trying to run out the clock. That courts won't act, and then all of this information will be lost, not just to crew, frankly, but to future generations. These are important historical records, and they're going to be long gone, and there's not going to be anything any of us can do about it.
And Kyle Sampson gave us that phrase. He said, well, let's just gum it to death and run out the clock.
Right, and that's what they're doing.
All right, Melanie, thanks for your work.
Talk to you next week.
Very good. That's Melanie Sloan at CREW, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. Now we head into the free speech zone. Lines are open for you at 888-5. Peter B. Richard is already on the line from Santa Cruz. Hi, Richard.
Hey, Peter. How are you today?
Not too bad, thanks.
Super Tuesday.
Yes, super.
Anyway, my whole thought was on this, and I think we should get past impeachment and let the world court worry about George Bush and his cronies. And
well, but we don't subscribe to the International Criminal Court.
Well, that's right, but we've broken the law, right? We've waterboarded. They hadn't admitted it. So.
I believe you're correct, but
and I think didn't it take 40 years to get some of the Nazis from Nazi Germany?
Yeah, and Bush is a young man.
Everyone I speak to in regards to that, they say, "Well, this is the United States," and I said, "Well, yeah, it's the United States, and you know, we're part of that. We're part of that signing, I believe, and
mm-hmm.
I think down the road that." Property down in South America might come in handy for George.
The Paraguay Ranch.
At least these individuals maybe might not be able to leave the country.
Yeah.
Might not ever be able to leave the country.
Well, I hear what you're saying, and I certainly want every effort expended to bring to justice the lawbreakers of the Bush administration. But because the Democrats have laid down in an embarrassing and shameful way on impeachment.
Sure.
We'll nibble at the edges, and some of the law breaking and unconstitutional behavior will become known, but I think they'll be able to keep a lot of it secret with the complicity of many Democratic leaders.
We'll all live to see justice done.
Well, I hope so too. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you very much.
All right, good to hear from you. 888-5 Peter B. We take a break and return for more of your phone calls. You can call on any subject from any point of view from anywhere within the sound of my voice. It's 888-5 Peter B. And if you had any unusual events at your polling place today and you'd like to tell us, I want to hear about it. 888-573-8372. It's 18 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the new KRXA 540. The Carmel Valley Market is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Carmel Valley residents can now easily access the tradition of service and quality made famous by the Higuera family at the Grove Market in Pacific Grove. The Carmel Valley Market features the finest selection of fresh local fruits and veggies
as well as a full-service old-fashioned meat counter with USDA choice cuts. And don't forget the deli with delicious fresh sandwiches made to order. The Carmel Valley Market is located at 2 Chambers Lane, just behind Wells Fargo in Carmel Valley Village. Let the Carmel Valley Market's professional staff meet all of your grocery needs. Stop by and say hello to Ian and Gary Higuera, members of Charlie's family.
Hey, this is Hal, and as a special service to you, we will be providing live election coverage tonight, February 5th, from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. from the Air America Studios, hosted by Mark Green and David Bender. So keep it right here on KRXA 540, your election 2008 radio station, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. And the airplane
did fly. Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last.
Hello, I'm Barbara Mossberg. You know you move too fast. And I'm inviting you to join me starting this Sunday to slow down for our poetry hour. Here's the lowdown on our poetry hoedown. Meet me at high noon and we'll make the morning last right here on KRXA 540.
Good evening. Taking a check of your KRXA traffic. Going to start in live Oak, Capitola Road at Woodrose Avenue. Two cars mixed it up. They both have managed to get themselves over to the right-hand shoulder. Morgan Hill, also an accident. This is East Main Avenue at Elm Road. A motorhome collided with a telephone pole. So all activity over to the right-hand shoulder. This is an injury accident, though. So you're going to see a big tow truck on scene as well as emergency crews. Again, this is East Main Avenue at Elm Road and Morgan Hill. Santa Clara crews still working to clear up this injury accident. Highway 9 at Sanborn Road. A park ranger truck actually spun out, went off the roadway down the ditch on the right-hand shoulder. So emergency crews are on scene, and they're actually blocking the southbound lanes of Highway 9. And this is southbound 9 at Sanborn Road. Santa Cruz Mounds, both directions of Highway 17. No stalls, no accidents. It's the JCPenney half-day clear-away starting Wednesday at 11 a.m. Get up to 75% off clearance items for the family. Go to jcp.com now to see everything that's on sale. I'm Diane Morgan, and that's a look at your KRXA traffic.
We continue now in the Free Speech Zone on the Peter B. Collins Show. And for listeners to KRXA 540, our flagship radio station in Monterey, you'll hear Air America's Super Tuesday coverage starting at 6. Call me now, toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B. Only one restriction on the program today, because it is Election Day here in California. I ask you to refrain from any supportive comments of any particular presidential candidate. If you want to talk about state politics, you want to talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger and the budget problems in Sacramento, all that is fine. But let's just be respectful of people who might be on their way home, heading for the polling place. And I just am old-fashioned, I guess. I believe that we should not try to affect your decision or change your mind or persuade you in any way on Election Day. And that's just the way I do it. So if you're calling in today, that's the only restriction I place on you. Otherwise, you know the rules. Any topic, any viewpoint, and call me from anywhere you happen to be listening. That number again is 888-5-PETER-B. And Peter V. from Salinas is on the line. Hello, Peter.
Good afternoon, Mr. Collins.
Oh, there you go again.
I know. You expected that. And we also expected the president to continue his reckless spending with his $3 trillion fantasy that he's going to be submitting to Congress.
Hey, it's going to be balanced by, 2012 or something like that.
Well, at least there's the only honesty that it'll never be balanced, you know, again within his administration. And, Peter, what makes this so sickening to me is that the costs for the continuing occupation in Iraq are not included in the budget.
Oh, you bet. Your mileage will be lower, too.
Yeah, right. So, Peter, my only question to you, will the Democrats once again fund the supplemental off the budget on the credit card continuing occupation in Iraq?
You bet your ass.
Oh, geez, Peter, come on. Give a little bit of pause in there. Just, you know, that maybe sort of reflective kind of Obama hope. I don't think so.
I wish I could offer you that, but I'm not going to, shine you on. I have talked to a couple of Democratic leaders who have acknowledged to me that if there is a strategy, it's not a strategy to confront the administration by cutting off funding.
And even worse, Peter, is to listen to Melanie Sloan matter-of-factly saying there will be no investigations.
Mm-hmm.
There's absolutely no interest outside of her office. And, you know, Peter, when I hear that, I know the good work that she does, but it ends at her office. It doesn't go any farther up the food chain. And we're only left with the belief that this all sucks in a big, unimaginable way. I can't think of anything else.
You're right, Peter. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Collins.
All right. Oh, there you go again. Gabriella Sacramento, listening on 1240 KSAC. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Peter. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Oh, there you go. Gabriella, you must be a new listener. I try to train people not to thank me for taking their call, because I feel very grateful that you called. You've been on hold a few minutes. You interrupted whatever else you're doing to call and share your views. So the gratitude goes your way.
Thank you. Peter, I am very disappointed, and I mean, I am for the Democrats, but I think they have demonstrated that there are a lot of interests behind them in this war and keeping it, funding it. I think it's a shame that they keep doing that. It's a shame, and they said they were going to change something. Mrs. Pelosi said the same, and we haven't seen any change. How can we believe these two candidates that they will change? When they could, they didn't. How can we believe them?
Well, Gabriella, you make a very powerful point, and I don't want to get into the candidates' positions today because I'm trying to respect people who still haven't voted. But it's just fair to say that since Dennis Kucinich left the campaign, there has not been a sharp critic of the war in Iraq. Both of the surviving candidates do have plans to try to withdraw American forces. But they're not dealing with the really virulent underlying viruses here. And I think you make a very fair point.
Yeah, I think behind all what is there is a monster with not thousands but million heads that we have to fight against. And that is, thank you very much for taking.
Oh, there you go again. Gabriella, thanks for calling, and do it again, will you?
Yes, I will.
You're invited to call anytime you like. I don't want to start another call because you only get 30 seconds, so if you're on the line, hold on, and right after the break, we will take more of your calls. There is room for another caller or two at 888-5-PETER-B. This gives me the opportunity to thank Brian Urban, our assistant producer, who's answering the phone today, and Katrina Rill, our very able producer, who helps me every day put together a great program here. Visit our website at peterbcollins.com. There's a link right there on the homepage where you can go to the podcast repository and catch up with a show you missed or share a great hour that you heard with a friend or loved one. Again, my web address, peterbcollins.com. Coming up in the next half hour, we expect an update from Tom Unsicker, who left Santa Cruz on December 15th and is closing in on the Beltway, should be in Washington, D.C. by Thursday, his campaign to carry courage to Congress. That's straight ahead here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Locally owned, the Ugly Mug Coffee House in SoCal Village. Always lively, always wired. We serve the best organic, shade-grown coffees, loose-leaf teas, original bar drinks, and delectable goodies in friendly community atmosphere. Open every day, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., complete with music, Wi-Fi, and the craziest regulars in Santa Cruz. Meet your friends or just bring yourself to the Ugly Mug, SoCal Drive at Porter Street, for lively conversations and the best cappuccino in town. Hey, what do you want? Rare frickin' sunshine? Delicious.
The Ugly Mug, SoCal Drive and Porter Street in SoCal.
At Homescapes Carmel, it's important to us that we appeal to both the senses and the sensibilities of our customers. I'm Thompson Lang, and my brother Beau and I invite you to explore, touch, and discover all the unique items we have at Homescapes in downtown Carmel. For importers like us, nothing beats finding eclectic and worldly things in their native lands and then bringing them home to Carmel by the sea. Homescapes Carmel is on the corner of 7th and Dolores, and as soon as you walk through the doors, you'll share in the thrill of discovery. We have a wide range of furnishings and accessories that exemplify wabi-sabi, celebrating the beauty, functionality, and morality of living green. At Homescapes Carmel, we're dedicated to our customers, to our employees, and to our community. We look forward to working with you to make your home the perfect blend of comfort, beauty, and individuality. Please stop by Homescapes Carmel on 7th and Dolores. We are open 7 days a week from 10 to 6. You can call us at 831-624-6499 or check us out at homescapescarmel.com.
Jim Moore Income Tax in Watsonville has been helping Monterey Bay Area residents with personal income tax preparation for more than 20 years. And this year, Manager Juan Gonzalez is prepared to assist all taxpayers take advantage of tax credits and rebates especially targeted for the eco-minded. The staff of Jim Moore Income Tax specializes in fast, professional income tax preparation at a very reasonable price. Do you have a naughty tax problem? Let Juan Gonzalez and his staff provide the expert assistance you need. Jim Moore Income Tax is located at 30 Alexander Street in downtown Watsonville, just two blocks from the Central Plaza. This year, let Juan Gonzalez show you where the green is for green living taxpayers. Visit Jim Moore Income Tax at 30 Alexander Street in downtown Watsonville. Be sure to take copies of your 2006 tax return and all of your 2007 W-2s and 1099s. Remember Jim Moore Income Tax for all of your tax preparation needs.
Pacific Grove's Joe Rombie has turned his attention to pizza. Central Coast residents and visitors can now enjoy the finest pizza this side of Italy. Whether you crave the elegant simplicity of a pizza margherita or one of Joe Rombie's signature creations, like the Totally Chipotle, Crazy for Mushrooms, or famous Malrose, you'll fall in love with pizza all over again at Joe Rombie's La Piccola Casa Pizzeria, next door to Joe Rombie's La Mia Cucina on 17th Street in Pacific Grove. And with the holiday season approaching, if you're looking for the ideal private room for your next party, look no further than Joe Rombie's La Mia Cucina, with accommodations for groups of any size from 10 to 60. So for great dinners or private parties, it's Joe Rombie's La Mia Cucina, next door to Joe Rombie's La Piccolo Casa Pizzeria. Click on joerombie.com or call 831-373-2416. Or for pizza, call 373-0129.
Every Sunday morning at 10, check out Rock Roller Real Estate, America's favorite real estate show. Learn about investing, 1031 exchanges, buying and selling homes, and where the hottest real estate markets are. Rock Roller Real Estate, every Sunday morning at 10. To be a guest, call 408-892-3376. That's 408-892-3376. For more information, stop by our website at rockrollerrealestate.com. Rock Roller Real Estate, Sunday mornings at 10, right here on KRXA 540.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show, infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
It's the Peter B. Collins Show in vivo. all the way live in so many cases, up and down the left coast, 33 minutes after the hour.
La reina de la noche, la diosa de vudú. Yo no podré salvarme, podrás salvarte tú. La tela de la araña, la uña del dragón.
Come on, it's a good way to work on your Spanish. Peter B puts you through. That's 888-573-8372. We're going to check in with Tom Unziker on his Courage to Congress campaign. He's closing in on Washington, D.C. But first, Aaron is on the line and appears to be bristling at your humble host's dictatorial limitations on free speech rights today. Hello, Aaron.
Hi, Peter B. Thanks for being on the air today.
My pleasure. It's my job.
I listen every day, and I was shocked to hear that you're outlawing speech in the free speech zone, and I just need a more clarification on why that is.
Well, here, for example, in my email right now, I have received an alert that tells me a projection of which Democratic candidate has won the state of Georgia, and I am not going to disclose that to you right now. And the reason is that it's rush hour right now. There are a lot of people who are coming home from work who haven't had time to vote yet today, and they're heading for their polling place. And I believe that it's a matter of respect, but also just a matter of electoral ethics, that we don't try to persuade people on election day itself. I believe that the campaigning, the nasty, negative commercials, and all of that activity should be cut off, oh, say, at midnight, the night before Election Day, and that you should be free of any kind of attempt by me to persuade you how you should vote as you're about to go do it.
Okay. I didn't know you were talking about results from elections. I thought you were just talking about opinions. People couldn't call in and...
Well, again,
urges for people to vote for other people.
Yeah, I think that, first of all, most people have made up their minds. And secondly, if they haven't, I really want them to be alone with their thoughts and not just respond to the last voice they heard on a radio show, even if it's mine.
And by the way, I'm old-fashioned like you, and I never tell anyone who I voted for.
Okay.
Thanks again, Peter.
Then I'm not going to ask. Thank you, Aaron. I'm glad we could clear that up. 888-5 Peter B. Grab a line and let's talk. 888-573-8372. As you know, Tom Unziker is a listener to this program who decided to do something, and he left Santa Cruz on December 15th. And I'm looking at the map right now. He's closing in on Washington, D.C. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Peter B. How are you this evening?
I'm fine, and it's so cool. I want people to go to the website. Be sure you put the three W's in there. It'll get you directly to the right place, www.couragetocongress.com. And at the bottom of the homepage is the link to this cool map. And when it loads, it's so neat, Tom, because this green line comes on and traverses the country from west to east, just like you have on your bicycle.
That's a fact.
Yeah. So where are you today, and how many miles did you get in?
Well, I only got 32 and a half miles in on the bicycle. I got about 20 on a bridge,
uh-huh.
But in a car. But actually a van. They don't allow bicycles on the bridge, so I had to hitch a ride.
Oh.
But I'm only 7.5 miles from Capitol Hill from my hotel. I can see the dome and the Washington Monument.
Oh, that's great. So you're on the Virginia or the Maryland side?
I'm on the Maryland side.
In Maryland, okay. And so is that going to get in the way of your dramatic entry into Washington? They won't let you across any of the bridges?
No, only what they call the Bay Bridge.
I see.
Which is kind of a very strange bridge. I'm glad I didn't have to ride it.
Yeah. And why is it so strange? Tell us.
Because it's very narrow. They change the traffic lanes around. It makes our Golden Gate Bridge look like a superhighway.
Oh, okay. So it's one of those reversibles with a suicide lane in the middle.
You got it.
Okay. Well,
and
then...
No pedestrian, no bicycle lanes, and everything is very, very narrow.
Uh-huh. Well, they need some of those, you know, California ideas to penetrate all the way to Washington because, of course, our state has done a great job of adding bike paths and widening streets and roads for that purpose.
I've noticed that there are a lot of states that really need to do that. California is a mecca for bicyclists.
Mm-hmm. If you can speak a little louder, I got a low connection here, Tom.
Sorry about that. I've got an echo on my line also, but... today was kind of, even though it was short, it was a reprise of the whole trip. I got hills, I got headwinds, I got rained on, I got frozen in some parts. There were good roads, bad roads, heavy traffic. There were stretches when I was in the middle of the woods between Maryland and D.C. Where I thought I was back in Alabama.
Wow.
It was amazing. I even got barked at by one dog.
And is your cargo safe?
The cargo is safe and ready to go.
All right. Well, over the next few days, we're going to see what happens, but we've made contact with a lot of offices of elected officials and some media people there in Washington. So I hope you're going to get the attention you deserve after this incredible trek all the way from Santa Cruz to our nation's capital.
Well, I appreciate that, and it will not, your help is invaluable in this, Peter B., but if I have gotten five people to contact their representatives and make their voices heard, it's a success.
Yeah, great. All right, Tom. Well, thank you for your activism, and we'll be in touch after the show, make some plans, and then our listeners will hear more of your visit to Washington, D.C. over the next few days.
I'm looking forward to it, Peter B. Thank you much.
You bet. That's Tom Unziker. Visit the website with the three W's, courage2congress.com, and check out his incredible trek across the country by bicycle. 888-5, Peter B., lines are open if you'd like to join us here in the Free Speech Zone. And up next, we've got Noah in Sacramento. Hi, Noah. You're on the air.
Hey, Peter. How's it going? Actually, that's Nolan.
Nolan, I'm sorry. Okay.
I was just calling today to see how everybody was doing. And on a lighter note, I'm moving away from the election buzz. Race was a hot topic last week, and so I wanted to bring up some points on that.
All right, go ahead.
And my big point is that now, you know, about 5 or 6 years ago, I was out practicing the art of procreation, and, you know, the material I was using was faulty, and, you know, needless to say, I have a son that I'm taking care of now. It was so funny because...
Wait a minute. I'm a little confused. You may have had a contraception failure, but it appears your procreation worked.
Well, yeah, that worked, but I guess the equipment I was using to, I guess, just practice with was faulty.
I see.
So it lies the problem. But, you know, needless to say that, you know, today I currently have a son, and I guess my point is that... I didn't know until, you know, the state brought DNA tests to me stating, you know what, guess what, you're a father. And it's so funny, it brought light to me saying that, okay, well, if DNA can certify that I'm a dad and put somebody to death because, you know, they were wrong, it also states that, you know, we all generated from some small place in Africa. And it seems like we're miseducated at this point because we're under the belief that we're different races and we might all be of the same race. And it's almost like somebody said once before, rose is a rose is a rose. And you might have one rose bush that can be pollinated by a different bee and get a different color.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all off the same bush.
Right.
And then, so I think we should revisit that point.
Well,
that was my big point of the day, playing Johnny Appleseed.
All right. Now, have you looked into this at all? Because, you know, I've just read a few newspaper articles and maybe seen some things on the web. But I do understand that there is an active theory that, you know, DNA... sourcing indicates that we may all be much more related than we thought. I mean, to consider that Obama and Dick Cheney are distant relatives.
Funny.
That's the scary.
Yeah, believable though. I mean, I guess if you really look at it, and we get past a lot of times, we get caught up on the details and we can't see the forest.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of our quibbling comes from, is because we focus so much on just a small detail, and you know, not so much on just the fact that we're all human, we all live on the same planet. And at some point, we all have to get along. And so,
right.
I mean, this race is amazing because we have just groups of people that you would never expect to have. And it just seems like we're a lot closer than you would think we were, you know, 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's amazing.
Great. Nolan, thanks for listening.
Not a problem.
Appreciate the call today. That's very kind of you. 888-5, Peter B., 888-573-8372. Maybe you want to comment on Karl Rove as a political commentator on the fair and balanced Fox News Channel. I'm going to be watching that at least on one of my screens for comic relief in the election return coverage. And by the way, be prepared. We may not know the outcome of the California primary election tonight. We may not know tomorrow morning. Some of the biggest counties, like Santa Clara, which is where San Jose is, San Francisco, they're going to be hand-counting paper ballots. And their projections are, at the earliest, 6 a.m. on Wednesday. Now, the networks may make some projections based on exit polling and the votes that have been tabulated up to, say, 10 p.m. or midnight tonight. But be very careful, because particularly as it relates to California, the information that you hear on TV tonight may not be complete. It may actually turn out to be accurate. Sometimes their projections and their speculation are sound enough based on sufficient exit polls that they do turn out to be right. But I want you to be very careful when you see, you know, 62% of precincts reporting that you're going to be seeing a lot of partial information from California's voters tonight. Also, BradBlog is the place to go for any reports on voting irregularities and anomalies. And I direct you there because earlier today, I got an email from one of my other correspondents who covers election issues with an alert to some anecdotal problems in Los Angeles County. And the report was a little bit hysterical, saying that many precincts had not received either the touchscreen voting machines, there's supposed to be one per precinct, or the voting stations that you go and mark your ballot before you input it to a scanner. And this turns out to be disinformation that Brad Friedman is laying at the feet of Matt Drudge. He says, Drudge disinfo alert. Right-wing propaganda site wrong again on polling place problems in L.A. Incorrectly reports voting machines undelivered all over Los Angeles, is the quote. And Brad writes, as happened on the day of the New Hampshire primary on January 8th, disinformation on the net about problems at the polling place were rampant, but wrong. The disinfo, as the Brad blog was able to debunk that day, seems to have originally emanated from the Drudge report. Looks like Mr. Drudge is busy getting the story wrong again today, reporting that, quote, the Board of Elections failed to deliver voting equipment to polling places all over Los Angeles. After running the above story for a number of hours at his site and sending corporate mainstream media folks and internet blog sites alike into a tizzy, as well as helping to ring our phones off the hook, Brad writes, Drudge has finally updated the item with the real story, and it's far less scary. I have a minute here before the break. I'm going to click here for the rest of the story. And we're going to a new screen now. And it reads, oh, now I'm getting the beginning of the story again. There were and are scattered reports about problems at polling places in Los Angeles. Brad is trying to track them down and learn how significant or widespread they are. Brad encountered an interesting issue himself. He's writing in the first-person plural. When we went to vote today, and he said we'll report on that shortly. And here's an update just 30 minutes ago. The edited headline has now been entirely removed from the Drudge report, Farhad Manju of Salon has chased down a phony report from Drudge today. So take that for what it's worth, but according to Brad, there is little to worry about in terms of that issue. There certainly may be many other problems that we'll encounter as the vote is tabulated and we take a look back at the results and how they square with the unadjusted exit polls, which we might hear about on television tonight, but then, of course, they'll be adjusted and we'll no longer be able to access those numbers. That's something we got to fix. Time for a break, and then we'll return. The switchboard's wide open, so if you've got something you're dying to talk about, be a short wait on hold. Give us a call now, toll-free, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372, The Peter B. Collins Show. You're listening to KRXA 540.
Good
Good evening. It's your final look for KRXA traffic. Actually, better news this time around for an accident in Live Oak. Capitola Road at Woodrose Avenue. This was a two-car accident. Had some activity over to the right-hand shoulder. That has all been cleared out now. Morgan Hill, East Main Avenue at Elm Road. Got a motorhome collided with a telephone pole on the right-hand shoulder, so there may be injuries as well. Emergency crews just about on scene. There is an injury accident in Santa Clara County. This is southbound Highway 9 at Sanborn Road. A park ranger truck went off the roadway into the ditch on the right-hand shoulder, so emergency crews there on scene and actually blocking the southbound lane. So again, this is southbound 9 at Sanborn Road. They're working on that injury accident. Santa Cruz Mounds Highway 17, no stalls, no accidents to let you know about. Traffic, it is brought to you by Cortisone 10. Choose Cortisone 10 for fast, long-lasting relief from itchy skin discomforts. It's enriched with aloe for soothing relief, so ditch the itch and feel the heal with Cortisone 10 Anti-Itch Cream. I'm Diane Morgan, and that's a look at your KRXA traffic.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service has two locations to serve you better wherever you live. Both locations feature full-service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
we're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Juan specializes in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for fast, friendly, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service, now located in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road in Soquel Drive in Aptos Village, across from the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Give Juan a call at 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
Don't forget to ask Juan how KRXA listeners can save an additional 10% at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Tomorrow Matters, the premier local radio program for matching the global problems of today with the solutions for a better tomorrow. Hosted by me, Deborah Lindsay, Monday to Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. I'll bring in the guests and you call in with your questions and ideas, and we'll collectively work to set the standards for a more sustainable future. And we're doing it five times a week. Join me, Deborah Lindsay, right here on KRXA 540 a.m. for Tomorrow Matters, weekdays at 2, because for all of us, tomorrow really matters.
Hey, this is Hal, and as a special service to you, we will be providing live election coverage tonight, February 5th, from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. from the Air America Studios, hosted by Mark Green and David Bender. So keep it right here on KRXA 540, your election 2008 radio station, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. And the airplane.
It's time for more here on the Peter B. Collins Show, 9 minutes in front of the hour. And last week on the program, we mentioned that one man's fantasy has now become a reality. Following the events of 9/11 and the ridiculous security impositions that we experience at our airports now, Silicon Valley garage band artist Loose Bruce Kerr sent me this song, and I've been playing it ever since.
Fly with my clothes on till the airline clothing banned. We went from scanning to banning. One airline had tanning, and this was the ad they ran. Fly safe, fly naked, no weapons to find. You're safer with nothing on. Naked airline.
And now, Loose Bruce Kerr's fantasy is about to become a reality as an East German tour group has announced nude flights to vacation destinations starting this summer. Loose Bruce, welcome to the show.
Hey, Peter B., how are you?
I'm doing great. I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed that song. You released that in 2002, right?
Yeah, it was not that long after 9/11, actually.
Yeah. And it is an incredible fantasy, particularly when you go through all that humiliation of the airport, especially if you get the little poofer machine or the extra procto attention for a grandmother. And so when you picked up the newspaper last week and saw that your fantasy is actually being enacted, what was your reaction?
My first reaction was, I need royalties.
Yeah.
You know, being a lawyer, that obviously it would be the first thing I'd jump on. But, yeah, that was pretty interesting. They're doing that. There also was a naked cruise down off Mexico where they had the same sort of consideration. I actually tried to see if I could sell CDs of the song down there, but we never agreed on a price, so that never happened. So this might be a trend, and we may see more nudism happening in the marketplace as we go forward.
Yeah. What's the best attention that you ever got for the Naked Airlines song? John Stewart, does he know about it?
Oh, no, Dr. DeMano played it a couple times, and I think that, and you played it, which was great, and I think that was about it. So, no, I haven't really, there's been no rush to my door on this one.
Wow, is it at iTunes?
It's available, I don't know if it's actually technically through iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the video of it is on YouTube, yeah.
Okay.
If you just put Loose Bruce Kerr, three words, L-O-O-S-E, Bruce Kerr, K-E-R-R, in YouTube, it'll come up along with about 10 of my other videos.
Yeah.
I have a podcast, which if you just Google Loose Bruce Kerr, you'll find that. And the high-quality MP3, a stereo MP3 is available there.
Right.
But I don't know if iTunes, I mean, there are a lot of people that, according to my podcast, get my stuff through iTunes, but I don't know exactly how that's done. There's certainly no commercial transaction there. All my stuff is
free. Now, wait a minute. You're a Silicon Valley attorney and a musician on the side. Can't we tighten up our legal representation, Bruce?
I know. Well, you know, for two decades, I took time off and only did performing and writing. And then I went back to law in 93, and so now it's just basically a hobby. And it's actually nicer not to have to try and monetize it.
Mm-hmm.
I can just go in the garage and do a video of this into my little video camera and then load it up onto the Internet, and I'm done. It's a lot easier than playing clubs five nights a week and trying to reach 50 people at a time.
Right. Well, here on my personal charts, sitting by the Dock of Dubai, or on the Dock of Dubai, that was one of our recent favorites here, too.
Good.
Yeah. Well, Bruce, thanks for the work you do. It always makes me smile, and I'm glad that the fantasy has played out here. And you should get a free first-class round-trip flight.
If you could get somebody to work on that, I'd be glad to take the call when they finally allow that.
you're so,
thanks, Peter B.
So generous. And just one more thing. Yeah. I won't reveal to our listeners which company you work for, but in our recent email exchange, I learned that for the first time. And I want to thank you because my personal shares in your company have been underwater, but just in the past year they've crept back up.
Yeah, there's good promise there, and it's okay. You can say who I work for. It's okay.
Oh, Sun.
Yeah, Sun Microsystems. That's right, in Menlo Park. And I've got a whole bunch of new ones. I've just finished that. I'm going to be putting, including to the tune of "You're Just Too Good to Be True" by the Four Seasons. It's called "You're Just Too Good Not to Stalk."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So be watching for that. I'll send that to you.
Also, your Girly Man song for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Sure.
We haven't played that one since last week.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah,
well, now we're back to the royalties question.
Have your attorney contact mine. We just fired him last week. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Peter.
Loose Bruce Kerr, quite a musician and an entertaining fellow. Back to your phone calls now. Mark in Elk Grove listening to KSAC. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, I was first started out, my friend Peter asked who he was voting for, and he said he was stuck between a Barack and a hard face. I thought that was pretty clever. I wonder if you've heard about Senator Spector going after Spygate, where the New England Patriots had videotaped a walkthrough, and how he wants to go after them.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I want to see how you feel. I mean, with
the
destroying of CIA tapes and the torture tapes and the loss of emails and the outing of CIA agents and the Halliburton and missing the billions of dollars, how can somebody spend so much time and energy going after people on steroids and going after something that doesn't affect lives and our tax dollars?
Mark, can you hear what you're saying? The blasphemy, the apostasy of saying that professional sports aren't as important as, you know, our torture policies and our foreign policies. I mean, I'm shocked.
Yeah, no, I know. It's even more important. It's wag the dog, because really that's the only thing people care about.
Yeah.
And all it does is it just distracts from what's really happening. I can't understand how,
you know, maybe
we're
what,
allowing that to happen.
Maybe what we need to do is make an example of the Patriots. They had a near-perfect season, but apparently they may have cheated. So we should send them to Gitmo, put them all on steroids, and then torture them by making them listen to the play-by-play from the Super Bowl at very high volume.
Mark, you should run for president.
Oh, gosh.
You're good.
Thanks, Mark. No, thanks. Hey, we're going to be back at you tomorrow. We'll know something about Super Tuesday results then. If you're listening in Monterey, stay tuned for Air America's election night coverage. I'm Peter B. Collins. Thanks for listening.
We're talking again with Veronique Raskin, founder of the Organic Wine Company. Veronique, I just gave you a nice little chocolate raspberry treat. Can I drink wine and eat chocolate at the same time? Is there a rule against that? Is there a law in France that says I can't?
No, to the contrary, my girlfriends and I sometimes get together and have a treat of chocolate with one absolutely scrumptious wine that we have, which is called Cartagène, which is, again, something that people make in the south of France, pretty much for the family. It's a treat, and they pull it out when you go visit them. You know how farmers are and people are close to the land, and they pull out the thing that they've made and they've kept in their cellar, and the foie gras and the special sausage and all this, and they sit around and they share this little treat with them. It's like communion.
Find out more about organic wines at ecowine.com. That's ecowine.com. Order by phone toll free at 888-ECO-WINE. Mention Peter B. Collins and see what
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. On this Super Tuesday, Hillary Clinton is projected to win New York, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Massachusetts, and Tennessee so far. Barack Obama has Georgia and Illinois. CBS's Peter Mayer is at Obama's headquarters.
Here in Chicago, Massachusetts in the Clinton column, Harley, has to be a setback for the Obama campaign after all the recent hoopla about the Ted Kennedy endorsement. The campaign has been following a classic lowered expectation strategy, from Barack Obama's prediction of a split decision to top aides saying that Clinton will win most of the delegates tonight. They also point to upcoming primary dates that they contend favor Obama. Live in Chicago, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Mike Huckabee's the big surprise of the night so far. That's from Little Rock. Huckabee's projected to win in Alabama, Arkansas, and West Virginia. Mitt Romney has only Massachusetts so far. John McCain is projected to take New Jersey, Connecticut, Illinois, and Delaware. Tornado weather in Arkansas and Tennessee. Memphis, in fact, where reports of damage are serious.
Powerful storms blew through the Memphis area. We're actually in a rural part of Shelby County where residents tell us they actually watched a tornado come through their backyard, around their house, and cross the street. Everyone here is okay, amazingly so. No injuries, but there is quite a lot of damage. There's trees in houses, personal effects strewn throughout trees. People here without power just waiting for the morning to take in the big picture of just how much damage is done.
WREG-TV reporter Brian Kubler there. Tommy Jackson is Arkansas's Department of Emergency Management Director.
Unconfirmed fatalities, injuries, extensive property damage, trees down, power lines down.
Three people reported dead in Atkins, Arkansas. Testimony in the Senate on the expansion of Al-Qaeda, blamed on their ability to hide in Pakistan.
Though the Director of National Intelligence, Mike McConnell, says U.S. forces are making progress.
Al-Qaeda remains the preeminent terror threat against the United States, both here at home and abroad.
And he told the Senate Intelligence Committee that terrorists in Iraq are trying to expand their reach.
We are increasingly concerned that even as coalition forces inflict significant damage on Al-Qaeda inside Iraq, they may deploy resources to